Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're...
Crazy Nation Radio. How we all doing on a sump day 4/10/24? But hey, before I get started with my retardedness that you all enjoyed listening to, I'm going to do one more song and we're going to carry out from there. So hang on.
Mm-hmm. Is it fate or random chance? How can I decide? Are we victims of circumstance when destinies collide?
Okay, supposedly I'm reconnecting. Blog Talk Radio, of course, has to continuously keep fucking up. So hopefully I'm connected. You can hear me. Can you hear me, Robert? I hope you can. I'm going to try to refire this song again. God damn them. Excuse my French, but it's actually American. Let's try it again. All right. There you go. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. Hey, it's your host, Ron Reck. How you doing on this Wednesday night, folks? I'm doing good. I could be doing better. I don't know. But, hey, I'm just doing what I do because I do what I do because it's why I want to do it. But I hope everybody had a great Wednesday hump day. New ads come out to grocery stores, they say, usually on this time of the day or the week. You know, but, hey, who gives a shit? It's still too fucking expensive. When a head of lettuce is $3.99 a head, you know that ain't a fucking sale. And you know, the majority of that shit just fucking rots. It's all it does, just rots like a motherfucker. And then, you know, the place just rots. It's all that happens to it. It rots. But anyway, hey, that's what it is. The topic of the show night tonight, we're going to talk about how you're getting ripped off. And that's, you know, a lot of people don't realize it. But you're getting fucked all the time. I mean, consistently getting fucked. It's crazy. I had an issue the other night. I lost internet. Okay. Oh, my God. Lost internet. Oh, my God. About to have a fucking stroke, you know. But that ain't true either. I'm not going to handle strokes. I don't give a fuck. I'm one of the kind of people just don't care. Because I bring you the fact that, of reality. That's what I do. I don't bullshit around with people and I don't fuck them around. I simply state it as it is, a fact. That's what it is, a fact. And yes, I do use a lot of cuss words and I will continue on doing it till the day I fucking die. So, you know, deal with it. That's all I can tell you to do. I choose free will and I really choose it a lot. Even though we really don't have free will here in this country or anywhere, really, we just don't have it. You say freedom, I say you're a fucking liar. So that's that. And I'm right. You're completely dumb fucked in the head to believe that. And people still do. People still believe that. Matter of fact, I was at Walmart tonight, and that checker lady, she believes she has freedom. Wow. You know, but so, you know, but she said, well, them things are just rules that we have to go by. Well, giving up your money, you're being forced out of money because they make a law to force you out of money. Something's wrong with that. But that is minor compared to what I got for you tonight. This is a mind-blowing fucking show. It's going to be fucking a good show. It's going to be crazy. But the point of it is, man, we are fucked every time we turn around. And the reason I bring this subject up is because the economy is so fucking damaged. You know, here's Biden saying, well, everything's fine. The job market's up to who? Where's this at? I don't seem to see that very well. I mean, I could be blind, but I'm not. I see what I see. Gasoline. Let me tell you. Okay, here's a fun fuck you day. The other day, I was driving through Branson, Missouri, and I found gasoline at $2.99 a gallon. Okay, that was the other day. So we're saying about 2 days ago, okay? So today, I drive through Branson, and the price of gas is $3.39. How in the fuck can it jump 40 fucking cents in a day? 40 cents. It's only the beginning. Know that song? Only the beginning, Chicago? It's only the beginning. That's right. But the beginning's already actually started. But reality's coming soon to a fucking gas pump near you. So that's coming next fucking you're going to take in the ass. But anyway, besides that, what did happen with my internet? That's why I was on the subject of talking about the internet. What happens? I lost internet. Okay, well, fuck, what's the problem? And he called customer support. Called him up. Well, Mr. Rack, you forgot to pay bill, so you have to give us some more money. So since you didn't pay bill on time, we're going to charge you another $25 for the $50 you have in service. So it'll be a complete total of $75. So fuck you. You're going to get punished for being late, motherfucker. You were fucking late, and you're going to give me more money because I say so. Or I'm not going to give you what I have that you want. Don't that seem common? Doesn't it? You know, you're late on your power bill. They jack it up. Then they turn it off. Until they held it for ransom. They hold a ship for ransom against you. You know, it's, you know, bounce a check. Then they hit you with service fees and service charges and all that shit, you know. And I come to find out the other day, my bank, you know, if you're not a veteran, they're going to charge you $25 a month for service. Regardless. And if you don't have that $25 at the end of the month when that service fee is due, they're going to nail you for the service fee plus a $35 late payment. How the fuck you like that one? Free checking my nutsack. There ain't nothing free, folks. That ain't going to happen. That's an illusional fucking fact you believe in. In all reality, we are fucked anyway. Anytime they can get us with a fee, no doubt. So you're late with a payment, so I shall punish you and get more from you. Even though you're having a hard time making a payment in the first fucking place, I'm going to fuck you for some more money, you know? I mean, I have to admit it. I'm a dweller of it. I've done it myself, you know, people. You know, but I'm a soft-hearted fucker, too, at times. But, you know, people get their cars impounded. We get stuck with the cars. They come back later on, too. Oh, they got $50. Well, the car's been sitting there three fucking months. You know what I mean? And at $5 a day, you know, adds up. So, you know, they just don't see it that way. And I don't go for that bullshit at all. But anyway, you know, you should have came and talked to me right as soon as we towed it. You should have came and talked to me immediately. But no, you're going to blow me off for about 2 or 3 months. It's also going to come back, well, my baby needs a diaper. Does it need an operation on its asshole? I don't care about that. I simply don't care. I don't care that baby starved to fucking death. You should have called the state, had the state come pick the fucking child up, you know. But, I mean, I know that sounds kind of harsh, but that's the way. But people use these things to take advantage. It's called a fucking hustle, you know. You know, it's just, it's so crazy how it's done. You know, it's a process. Even to own children, it costs money. It costs money to have kids. More than just feeding them. More than just feeding them. Everybody wants a piece of the action. Everybody. All the fuckers that make diapers, all the motherfuckers that make that formula. Now, this new formula. Both my granddaughters were raising a formula that's fucking add water to it. I can't believe they're alive and talking. What kind of fucked up thing is that? What happened to the old titty? The titty doesn't work no more? There's no more women lactate. They don't lactate anymore? Have they done fucked that up to you? Well, maybe. They got puberty blockers. Let's stop lactating. Fuck it. Quit producing milk. Why do we have a natural thing? Why do the natural thing? You know, and now, guess what? The other night was on somebody's show, and they talk about, you know, how they're going to look at your gardens and shit, send the drones over. If you got a garden, they're going to come fuck with you about it. No, they're going to charge you money to have it. You want to talk about a massive fucking rape job we're getting in this country. Unfucking believable. You know what I'm saying? It's just that fucking far. It's going that far. So eventually we're going to be taxed to death. We're going to be taxed out of everything we own. They want it all. They don't want to live it. They want every bit of this motherfucker. There's no end in sight. You know, that's what they're doing. That's what they're trying to do. It's trying to pull off. But anyway, let's go into credit cards. Let's play with that fucked up game. Here's the funny part about it. People get paranoid. Okay. Right. Well, the only thing they got is a credit card. If they have a credit card. So that's all they have. That's the only source of income they have of money to be able to just buy, pay rent, or get something to eat. And knowing damn well they can't make the payment at the end of the month, you know. And then they put there's another fuck you deal. This in college. A buddy of mine, I know some of you have heard the story before, but anyway, I'm going to say it again. I don't give a fuck. It's a free country, ain't it? Shouldn't I have the choice to be able to do that? So, in part, this friend of mine, he got a $50,000 credit card. He was a nursing student. He's already a nurse, an RN, all right, making good money. But he decided to go in to be a surgical nurse, okay? Then he became he's a doctor now. But anyway, he's just trying to go along to keep going on. That's it. He had nobody paying his bills. He did it all on his own. But anyway, he was late a day on a payment to that credit card, which he bought this car with it, like $16,000. And back in the 80s, $16,000 was a lot of money, okay? Well, anyway, his interest rate payment on that credit card was really 6.9, okay? Which that's okay. Most people, it's under 10%. That's okay, right? Well, since he was late, he didn't know what the hell was going on because he sent him a bill way enormous compared to his last bill, and he didn't understand. And they told him it's because of a late payment because he was late. But he didn't understand it didn't go away. So I looked at the original contract, and I said, well, it's plain and simple. You're just fucked. You're going to pay 30% more for that car than what you did, but it's compounded all the time. It don't ever change. So much of your interest goes into the payment and the rest goes into the car. But the problem is you own the car. You're paying off a debt. You know, the car has nothing to do. The car itself isn't even collateral. You are the collateral. So anyway, his interest rate was 29.9% interest because he was one time late. Just all it takes is one time for us to come and fuck you. And that's what they did. And I told him, you're being fucked. And he goes, should I take the car back? I said, it don't matter. It don't matter if you take the car back. You got to resell this car. You can't take it back. This ain't like fucking Kmart, you know. Of course, Kmart was around back then. But anyway, so, you know, you're stuck with this massive bill you had to pay. There's no way around this, man. You're fucked. So anyway, he realized that it took him quite a long time to pay off that car. There's nothing he can do. By the time he was said and done, I think he said it was $46,000 at the end by the time he had done paying that car. $46,000. For a Ford Escort GT. I mean, it's a cool-looking car. Look neat. You know, look fast and racy and all that fine, fan-dandy shit, but it wasn't worth it. Wasn't fucking worth it. But that's how they do you. They fucking bring you in, suck you in. You sign a contract. Well, years later, that I found out how to get yourself out of that. I wish I would have knew it then to help him then. And we still talk. We've been friends for fucking ever, you know, but, you know, and I did bring it up to him. I said, I figured out how we could have got you out of there, but it's too late now. It's too late. He goes, well, how is that? I said, well, you could have filed a notice of withdrawal signature from contract. You could have filed a notice of withdrawal signature from contract and put it in, just filed it in the clerk's office. So if they ever come to try to sue you for the money, they can't because it's already been, the contract's not good anymore. You know, they had to find another way to try to get their money back. But anyway, that's how it works. I mean, it's crazy. You know, and I, you know, of course, you know, I do the court systems. I watch the courts closely and everything like that. And I'm realized I went to misdemeanor court and one day, a few weeks back, and I've noticed a lot, and it's been going on quite some trend, is when you get fined on a ticket or whatever the fuck you're getting fined with, they add all these little fucking fees in there with this. You know, the sheriff's retirement fund, the hurt officer's fund, judge retirement fund, and all these little fees. What in the fuck do they got to do with the fucking traffic ticket? Nothing. But you agree to it. You agree to it. Once you sign the paperwork, you agree to all that shit. That's just like bond. When you get bonded out, then you have to go by these bond conditions. You know, you can't smoke, can't drink, can't carry a gun, can't jack off, can't do nothing. And there you go. You signed a contract. Well, you breached your contract. That's how they fucking lock you up. You breached a contract. You committed an act of fraud, which is under the Constitution, that is a crime. Just like child support, same thing. You breached the contract. You committed an act of fraud. You go to jail. That's how it works. You know, people don't get it. They don't know it. They don't understand it. You ain't taught this. They don't want you to know. This is the last thing these motherfuckers ever want you to know is how to get out of it. They don't. That is the last thing they want you to know. They want you to be dumb, stupid, blind, and fucking deaf. And that's what you are. I know some of you are saying, well, fuck you, Ron, you asshole, son of a bitch. I ain't like that. Well, you are, whether you like it or not, even me. I have to admit it myself. I'm stupid, caught up in some of this shit in my life. It's fucking crazy. But nobody thinks about it. Nobody ever thinks about it. It's too late. Well, fuck, when you can't get blood out of a goddamn turnip, bet me. Own a piece of something. Just own a piece of something. Watch what they do. They're fucking dirty motherfuckers, man. I mean, it's wild. You know, being a business owner, you learn these things as you go along. But, man, some people, it's just amazing how the majority of this population in this country don't fucking know. You know, now we're bringing all these illegal immigrants in here that have no idea what's going to happen to them. They don't have a clue. But they're going to be sucked in too for shit they don't know. These are fresh ones, man. You know, fresh meat. New fish. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's how it is, man. It's just mind-boggling. Anyway, I'm going to flip this clip up here for this shit here. It's like 6 minutes long, and it's about credit cards. So here we go.
This may be the biggest scam that we've all just decided was normal. Every year, $12 billion is transferred from poor and middle-class Americans to the richest corporations. The whole thing is almost completely arbitrary, and it's a decidedly modern invention. For the last 25 years, Americans have paid the price. That scam has a name. Credit card late fees.
These fees have become a profit center for big banks like Bank of America, JPMorgan Chase, Discover, American Express to target subprime borrowers and trap them into cycles of debt.
That's Elise Hicks. She's an expert on consumer finance. We sat down with her to understand why late fees are a scam and how the Biden administration could return $9 billion to consumers with a stroke of a pen.
The issue is huge. Right now, American consumers are paying $12 billion a year in credit card late fees. In 2022, approximately 42 million American consumers said that they missed a credit card payment.
So if you just do some basic math here, that's roughly 42 million Americans who are paying an average of $285 a year to some of the richest corporations, all because they didn't have money to pay a bill. The most insane thing is, this wasn't even a problem a generation ago. In 1996, a California cardholder argued she shouldn't have to pay a credit card late fee because they violated California's consumer protection laws. The argument went all the way up to the Supreme Court, who sided with the banks. They ruled that banks could charge any fee they wanted as long as it was legal in the state where the bank was headquartered. That's why most credit card companies are based in South Dakota and Delaware, because those are the states with the most lax consumer protection laws.
Hi, I'm in Delaware.
Banks took advantage of the ruling pretty quickly. In 1995, the average credit card late fee was under $13. By 2005, the average late fee had soared to almost $34. That's an increase of 115% when adjusted for inflation. And remember, This is what a computer looked like in 1995.
Remember, he's just talking about late fees. He's not talking about the interest that comes when you get late, okay? That little catch 22 that's in that fucking contract. So anyway, let's go on.
That's what banks were using to process late fees. You'd think that with better computers and AI, the banks would get more efficient at everything, including processing late fees. But somehow, the fees kept increasing. Something needed to be done.
Sun's shining, birds are singing, change is in the air.
The financial crisis gave the Obama administration an opportunity to provide some relief. Working with the financial industry, the federal government determined that late fees should be set at $25. It's estimated that this action saved consumers $7 billion a year. But there was a catch. Even at the time, consumer advocates said that $25 was too high. But perhaps more importantly, the rule tied the fee to inflation. So as long as companies followed the government's guidelines and didn't raise fees higher than inflation, they didn't need to show that their penalties were reasonable or proportional.
There has been this loophole in that regulation that has allowed big banks to charge more and more and more for credit card late fees.
That loophole brings us to today, where credit card late fees are big business for American banks. Last year, Discover booked more than $400 million in late fees. Capital One more than tripled that number. It's about 10% of total interest and fee revenue each year. Fining people when they're late on a payment, when you're already charging them interest, that's easy money.
The easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Now banks, they do have an argument to justify the exorbitant fees. They claim late fees are needed to help promote consumer discipline and offset losses from non-payments. Here's what the American Bankers Association, one of the major financial lobbying groups, said about the fees in a comment to the federal government.
Late fees are an important tool for encouraging consumers to pay on time and develop good financial management habits, which can help them build a good credit history and avoid being overwhelmed as unpaid balances rise.
But there's just one problem with this argument.
I haven't found any evidence that suggests that late payment penalties, you know, make people pay their bills on time. You can't make people pay what they don't have. When you don't have much wealth to begin with, you're using credit cards to buy your essential needs because your paycheck is not covering it.
So what about the cost to banks? That's another one of their arguments. The idea is that banks need these fees to offset losses from non-payment.
These fees do not reflect the amount that it costs credit card issuers or the banks.
In June of 2022, the Biden administration started asking similar questions. Does the cost to process late payments really increase with inflation? Or is it more reasonable to expect that costs are going down with further advancements in technology every year? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau asked the industry to open the books, to provide them with data about late fees, late payments, and the impact on their business. The agency analyzed the bank submissions, and the answer they came up with for a fair late fee was $8. That would be a huge drop down from the industry average of $31.
We're cutting credit card late fees by 75% from $30 to $8.
This action has the potential to transfer wealth back into communities that have historically had their wealth extracted from them.
So let's review. Credit card late fees are much higher than they used to be. And that's in spite of the fact that technology is way better than it used to be. It's hard not to see them as anything other than a way for banks to make billions of dollars by preying on the most economically vulnerable people in our country. Banks are sure to fight the Biden administration's proposed rule. But this is where you come in. By submitting a comment to the CFPB, you can ensure that Americans who are late on credit card payments are never ripped off again.
Well, good luck with that. You ain't gonna stop this, man. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. As long as they're able to fuck you, they're happy as a son of a bitch. That's how they fucking do it. Anyway, I got a couple people on the board I'm gonna bring on. I have a Skype number here, but I'll bring them anyway. I don't care. I don't care about putting your fucking hand up or anything. Just the way that you come here, you're my victim. You're now victimized into Crazy Nation Radio with Ron Reck. That's how the fuck it goes. You're late on a payment, so you have to talk. So get to talking. God damn it. What's up?
Yak. Probably use that other sweeper because this that one there don't work. Daredevil? Oh, it might be. But anyway, hey, look at that video I just put in the chat room there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This girl is 10 years old and can shoot better than most adults can. Check that out when you can. Like 15 minutes. I mean, well, you talk about a marksman. Holy Toledo. Wow. And he's 10 years old.
Huh.
So what else is new in this crazy-ass world? Country. Hell, she just showed her shooting a 45 or 357 Magnum.
Yeah.
I mean, good God. Yeah. Can you believe that? Wow. That's insane. Well, she's got it good for life. Yeah, it is good. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she's almost a damn marksman at 10 years old.
Yeah, she's pretty good. I've seen that. yeah, that is. That's nuts. But, you know, thank God, Dad, you know, being a good dad, that's cool. You know, I got it for that guy. You know what I mean? That teach his daughter that thing. I mean, I taught my kids when they were young. But, of course, you know, kids are. All right. It's been beginning to look a lot like Christmas. What's up, Grandpa?
What's happening, Dart?
Hey, you see
What's
it,
happening
man.
There,
Slobbering
Dart?
All over the place. Slobbering and slinging. God damn it.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I thought you was leaving BTR.
I am leaving BTR. I am. End of this month. Yeah.
Oh.
I'll be gone. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. On to bigger and better, greener pastures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I need to get my core group back and all that stuff on my new Facebook. Because, you know, getting hacked, I lost Facebook and all this bullshit. I don't even have Gunner. I don't know if I got you on Facebook or not. I don't know. I have no idea. And I don't even know if I have you, boy. I think I do. But either way.
Yeah.
It's, you know. Yeah. Fucking hacking pricks. But anyway, but my, like I said, you know, the topic of the show tonight was the simple fact of...
First thing I'm going to ask. Do you still have that hard drive from your old computer that got hacked?
Yeah, they're still in there. Yeah.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and send it off to Lori and let her see if she can recover your data.
Well, then I'll
She's
have
been
no
saying
computer.
That for 2 weeks.
I understand that, but I...
You don't have to send her the whole computer, just the hard drive out of it.
Try to
you
recover
still there?
Shit. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Well, all of a sudden it went blank. Black. Sound went out. And it's doing it again. Gun, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. Loud and clear.
Huh. Wonder if it's on my end. I don't know.
I hear you loud and clear, boys. Coming. So I can hear Ron, too.
Okay.
Goddamn Blog Talk. They just kicked me out. Motherfuckers. Sorry about that. I say I'm leaving. They get all fucking bent out of shape about it. What's wrong with these people? Jesus Christ.
They're crazy. Well, just like everybody else is crazy.
Well, they get all bent out of shape because they're going to lose your money.
Well, yeah, they are. Well, they shouldn't have tried to fuck me around, you know. You know,
yeah,
I'm not playing that shit. Well, Robert, yeah, you're just kicking on and off. Yeah, there's another thing. We're paying all this money to these people, and we're not getting the fucking service. You know what I'm saying? But they had me down to, I was only paying like $19 a month for my service. And I was okay with that for a while. You know, that was the agreement I made with them because they wanted me to come back. This chick, she's been there forever, and she says, Ron, we'd really like to bring your show back, blah, 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 blah. So finally I caved. I said, okay, bye. But here's my, what I want. Here's, you know, I want it for eternity, forever. And she says, you got it. That's it. No problem. You know, so. But anyway, then all of a sudden now, since that hack came and I changed my debit cards and all that stuff, my bank account, and I had to re-enter it into Blog Talk, now they popped me for the $40 again. And it just ain't worth it. You get 3 weeks out of a month when their shit ain't broke fucking down, we can't use it at all.
Yeah.
And nobody explains the problem. Nobody tries to correct the problem. Their excuse, our engineers are working up. Well, where the fuck were they at in the first place? How long does it take to fix this continuous same fuck up every time again? It's continuous. It's a continuous fucking problem. You know, it's the same goddamn thing, so apparently it's the same goddamn problem. You know, but can't you go back? Or do you just go through that many fucking people? And the last guy that knew how got fired because they're bringing a new guy who's taking less money. You know, it's just, it's all bullshit. It's riding on a shoestring. It ain't, I don't think they have a full crew running this fucking gig. You know what I mean? I don't think they do either.
I don't think they do either.
Because you think they can create a lot quicker than they do.
It's like the blind leading the blind.
Because when shit does break down, it's like they don't know nothing about it. You know what I mean? That's what kills me.
Yeah.
Like they don't know what the fuck is going on. It's crazy, you know?
Well, they're stupid. They're obviously hiring stupid people, unqualified technicians that can't do the job. You know, it's crazy. Check, you know, hey, check this clip out. This is, you've heard of Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She explains, now, this is, she explains a full moon. Get this dumbass. Well, you talk about a dumb man. Check that out. She explains a full moon. Okay. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, I got another. Okay. It just went to. Oh, there it is. Okay. Democrat Rep. Sheila Jackson Lee says the wound is.
A complete round circle. My God, I'm just amazed at her intelligence. Gee whiz.
Okay, Jackson Lee says the full moon is mostly made up of gases while sparkling in the front of a bunch of high schoolers. God, Jesus.
Can you believe this? Man, I'm telling you, these people need to go back and keep swinging it in the trees back in Africa. Damn stupid.
Well, at least
she
does.
These people are in government now, and they explain the moon like that. Wow.
Well, they those people have to be in government.
God.
Because if they weren't in government, they would be starving to death on the street because they wouldn't be able to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They're too stupid to be able to get a job. Real job.
I guess to be a politician, you got to be pretty well fucking retarded to get.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, there you go.
Dumb
there you go, right there.
So when are you gonna run for office?
I guess November. I'm going for presidency. Fuck it, might as well.
Yeah, need to run. Yep.
Yeah.
Got my vote.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Gunn, right. If I win, I'll take you on as vice president. If you win, take me on as vice president. Either way, we'll fuck it up together. Fuck it.
We'll fuck it up. Hell yeah. Why not?
How can you fuck up when you're getting so fucked up now, man? God.
I know.
It's almost, it's kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
It is.
Kind of it's just like, wow, why would people do this? Why would you
it's
do
like
this
a bad
kooky,
dream.
Crazy fucking bullshit? To
it's
hurt
like
your
a
own
bad
fucking
dream
people.
That you want to wake up from, but you don't wake up from
it.
You know?
It's wild, man.
That's insane. Man, she needs a Darwin Award. Jesus.
Wow.
That's scary. It really is.
Today he's got some friends. He's got some people coming down from Ohio that lost their place because they can't pay.
Now, what was Ron saying? Somebody coming down from Ohio and all of a sudden cut out.
He went away. Yeah.
Oh, Ron, you disappeared.
Well, hang on just a minute. Let me see something here.
Like it used to, you know what I mean? Them days were over. But I tell you what, I had a lady that called me the other day and wanted to know about Tony Carr from Branson, Missouri to Cedar Creek, Missouri.
Well, gone again.
Well, I think that was last week's show on Mixler.
She had a conniption shit fit. And I said, man, what's the name of the phone? She said, oh, no, it ain't you. She goes, every other tow truck coming out told me $450, $500. I said, I bet they did. I bet they did. Yeah, and, you know, and price of fuel jumped up 40 cents today in this part of Missouri. 40 cents more per gallon. How's that grab you? Ain't that nice? So it went from $2.99 to fucking $3.39 today. Ain't that nice? Good thing I filled their truck before I got that bad. But that's a 40 cent increase. What do you think about that? God damn it.
Oh, this is a recording from the very beginning of the show. I think. No. Hello, Ron. Can you hear
me? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I'm reconnected. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you all hear me? Okay. All right. Well, if everybody can hear me, okay.
Start your show
well,
now.
Can you hear me?
Press
hear me.
One. Because you're important. And...
what the fuck? Okay, I just lost you, Boyd. You just fell out. What were you doing? All right, Gun, you still with me? Gunslinger. Or you can hear me? All right, Robert. Thanks, man. Well, since we're on
yeah, I
kind of a pause from other...
I can hear
okay,
you.
Since...
I can hear you. I can
right.
hear you.
All right, I got you. But anyway, hang on, Jeff. Yeah. Hang on, man. Gun. Anyway, I want to bring this up real quick. For those folks that own and operate BTR, Blog Talk, fucking radio, you are fucking retards. Send me an email. Just, all you got to do is send me a fucking email and tell me how much money you want for this motherfucker.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I will buy Blog Talk Radio from you. You got to be reasonable price. Don't fuck me out of my money, but I'm just telling you, I will buy it because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And eventually you're going to wind up with a civil lawsuit against you when all these fucking hosts get together. And they all decide to sue you for breach of contract. Get it? It does happen that way. You are breaching the contract. So you have no way out of it. You can write whatever you want in your little bullshit, your terms and conditions, but it doesn't work that way in reality. You can write whatever you want, but in reality, when you're fucking people over, you go to get in trouble. That's how it works. If you done took the money and you didn't come through with the rest of the fucking product, you know, so... just let you fuckers know. So, wow, man. Shit. Yeah, if I had BTR, it'd be ran a hell of a lot better. I'd have a 24-hour day staff running that bitch,
yeah.
Checking everything as it goes along like you're supposed to. And I guarantee you, I'd have a lot more hosts. I'd have so many fucking hosts to be insane, and I'd be rolling in money, rolling it.
All right.
And yeah. I would even make it cheaper. I would break it down to fucking $19 a month. Why not? And that's cheap, period, man, you know. My Mixler is fucking $20 a month, and I get 12 hours a day. 12 hours a day. One thing I don't have is a dedicated phone number. Well, Skype does that fine. All you need is a phone number to call and do. That's all it takes. Get your mixer board, patch it all together, and you're fucking in like Flynn, man. All right. I got two Skype callers here having issues. There's another one having an issue. Everybody's on. All right. Everybody, you're live, so... you feel like speaking? Say something. Don't be afraid. Don't act like it's the first time you've been here.
Yeah, well, I've talked to people about Mixler and Spreaker, and they said they've said that though they would really like to do it, it just their investment, you know, to get a mixer and all of that other stuff, to be able to have call-in shows like what we got here. They don't want to do it. They like Blog
well,
Talk because
problem.
It's all there. They like Blog Talk because it's all there.
Well,
you know, they
you,
can just run it from their...
Boyd,
yeah.
My brother. It is not that difficult to do that.
Wait a minute,
you
got to come over here.
You can
here
buy a mixer
you.
Board for $50, a little four-channel, two-channel mixer, and that's all you need. That's it.
You said Dirt Devil. That's the one that, that's the best
hang,
one.
Hang on. Somebody else was yeah. trying to get in here.
Gunslinger is talking about a Dirt Devil or something.
He's a Dirt Devil. That's the one that picks it up.
Well, you got a mate.
Yes, Ron, my brother. How are you? This is
Hey, what's
Mike.
Up, man? What's up? What's hanging?
Not much. I mean, we...
Dust all that shelf off. Dust the top shelf off. And dust this top shelf off.
Goddamn, Gunslinger, did you get a maid, motherfucker?
All right, Rams.
Did you get a maid? No. Fuck, must be nice to be a pimp rich motherfucker.
Shit.
Damn, I know where the money's at. I'm going to Gunslinger's.
Do you want intel from Middle East?
Be careful,
for
those
show?
Two cables going down the wall. Over here. Oh, God damn. That's the internet.
Okay, yeah, this thing
is hard. God damn, that's the internet.
That gun. Hello, gun.
Okay, it seems the Ayatollahs, dumb, stupid, they are choosing two dates to strike Israel. 4/11, which is tomorrow, and 4/13, which is Saturday. So these two are very important days because, for the, 11 and 13. So basically what will happen that if there is a strike on Israel, God forbid then, Israel will go ahead and nuke all those atomic sites in of the Ayatollahs, and they don't let them to make more atom bombs, because we know Ayatollahs, they have at least 2 dozen atom bombs right now, and Israel is a very teeny country with almost 6-7 million Jewish people, so basically, just one or two, it will finish the job of 6-7 million. So for that reason, Israel is right now training, as we speak, for attacking Iran. So everything's on the table right now, it seems, all the options. And it's... Also, Ayatollahs, they have threatened to close the Persian Gulf. I'm sure I have told you guys before, many, many months before that, that they will close it, and they will, because at least 30% of the oil, it passes through the Persian Gulf. So basically, if it does, I mean, there would be market crashes. There will be, no trucks, drivers will be able to, to deliver anything to anywhere, anywhere, and more in the around the globe, not only North America, also in NATO countries or any other countries, because.
And I think that would be great. I think that would be absolutely fan-fucking-tastic. And here's why. Because these motherfuckers ain't going to do anything they should do. You got to get that under control right now. They don't fucking care. So I figure collapses is where these motherfuckers have nothing else coming from. Because when they shut it down, they cut their own fucking throat at the same possible time. You follow me on that? So that my point being on that is, so shut this motherfucker down. I've been for 14 fucking years. I said, I'm praying for economic collapse. I want it to happen. I really fucking do. And I'd be, oh, well, God, people will die. Yeah, they sure fucking will. Because of why? Because of stupidity. Because of dumb, stupid bullshit. Nothing makes common sense. Nothing has logic to it at all whatsoever. In common sense, fucking throw it out the fucking window. Because they just ain't using common sense no more. Common reality. Right, wrong, backwards, forwards, on, off. That's the way the fucking biological clock ticks. It's how it works. There's no other way about it. Remember, the apple fell off the fucking tree called gravity. You can't cheat the laws of physics. You can't do it. They're trying their damnedest. I mean, give AI. That's the best thing ever happened with AI. Because you know why we need fucking computers to fucking think for us? Because we're too fucking think for ourselves. Apparently, that seems to be the fucking scenario. We're too fucking stupid to think for ourselves, as they think. They think that. That's them. They're the ones. You know, they don't think about us. You know, it's fuck you, fuck me, and that's all there is to it. They don't give a fuck about you or me at all. Israel, that shit in Israel going, that's going to happen anyway. It's never stopped anywhere from Israel. They're still doing the same old bullshit, you know? So let them do it. Why do we have to be the fucking police, world police, man? What the fuck do we have? What do we care? What do we got to do with it? Nothing. Yeah. We have no assets. I don't know what we have over. We have nothing. We, the people, have nothing going on over there. It's the politicians. That
We have also intel that, you know, 3,000 tanks that they have sent to Israel already. So, I mean, there's something big events are coming, matter of fact.
Well, there's something they want, but they sure fuck ain't telling us about, though, are they? Think about it, man. Hey, Suzette Rob, I see you came in the chat room there. I'm taking a breathing treatment right now because, you know, I have COPD, and I need this breathing treatment. Ooh, damn,
it smells good. So basically, you know, not only a lot of calamities are coming, and it's very weird right after the eclipse of the sun. I mean, on April 8th, and then 4/11, 4/13 here. And, you know, is tomorrow actually is a Muslim festival. And so basically, you know, it's one of their very important festivals. So
didn't the Muslims,
I mean,
just have a fucking kind of a riot thing in the small part of Chicago, the suburb of Chicago somewhere? I think I seen it on the news tonight when I was scrolling through. Something about Muslims having a fucking issue. You know.
Is that right? I haven't.
That's what I heard.
Read that.
It was some type of riot or some fucking interruption of some kind. But, you know, the thing that kills me about the Muslims, too, you got to think about fucking Dearborn, Michigan. They took that motherfucker over. That is straight up. You know, that is straight up out the fucking door. That is no longer a U.S. city at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
they took that motherfucker over like they own it. And there was nothing the cops could do about it either. Nobody do nothing about it. Nobody cared. But,
I mean,
let them have Detroit too.
I mean,
Detroit, we don't give a fuck about that place anymore either, do we? What's the need for Detroit? We don't have any need for that anymore. There's no more good tax breaks there, you know, all that shit. Labor market's gone. So, and you know,
yeah,
another little thing, you know, a lot of people don't realize something. You know, I'm an engineer, and here, you know, I study a lot of different things in electronics and robotics and all kinds of fucking weird shit, right? Well, you know, here soon, very shortly, it's already actually started. And we just don't know. A lot of people don't know about it. But, you know, we no longer need these people to harvest and work for us in the fields anymore. We got robots
right.
that are doing it now. You follow me?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we have robots that do this for us.
Now. I mean, robots will take you. Robots will put you into the bed now. You see, you don't.
Oh yeah,
have
absolutely.
To be able to be
$5,000, $5,000, you can buy you a nice one. Yeah, man. Uh huh.
I mean.
Yep.
And the robot also, you know, is spying on you too, because they're with you 24 hours.
You know, when I get mine, I'm going to get me one of them robotic broads that I can fucking all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Have sex with her. And the only thing I'm going to worry about is a bitch pulling a gun on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm worried about that.
but remember, in Japan, that's what they do. Because Japanese men, they don't get married at all. And because it's so expensive or whatever their culture is. And it's very hard. So, yeah, they use a lot of the same things that you're saying in Japan. And it's very weird. Mm-hmm. And once, you know, you go to a hotel in Japan, everything is just a robot will check you in, check you out.
Right.
And even
right.
a robot will bring your luggages to your, you know, hotel. And they open the door for you. So basically, they have the master key, basically, you know.
There's one thing they have not perfected yet, okay? There's one thing they have not perfected. They have not got robots that can take a shit for you yet. You know what I mean? When they get one of them, I got to have one. I'm tired of taking a shit. I'm just tired of it, you know? And the whole thing, you know, take it. I don't take no shit. You know, I don't. I don't take no shit from nobody. And I leave my shit. So what's up with taking a shit? Why do they say taking when you're leaving? I don't understand that process. Can you explain that to me, somebody?
Right. So basically,
take a piss, take a shit. It don't make no sense. Know. It's opposite of the effect. Biologically, it's not impossible biologically, but it's not biological effect of a human. The human body's going to do what it does. You can't change it.
Mm.
But I believe one day they will have something that will. They will have something that does it for you. You'll be just injected. You'll be like fucking hydroponically grown. People will only be given, like you've seen those futuristic movies, those, you know, the sci-fi movies and shit, where all they eat is like a fucking pill or something. There's their fucking supper. Soon. It's coming soon, folks. I mean, they're delivering cooked food to your fucking door from some other goddamn state now. You know what I'm saying? All you do is microwave this motherfucker and it's ready to go. You mean you gave MRE a whole different fucking deal now, you know?
I mean, DoorDash.
No, I'm not talking about DoorDash. I'm not talking about that new. I'm talking that one that motherfucker comes in the mail. Comes in the mail, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mean,
like a week's worth of food.
Frozen food. And yeah. You're right.
I don't know. I don't know if it's frozen or not. They say it's fresh. I don't know. But then they show this factory to all these people with plastic shit on and don't look cool. They're cooking your food. But anyway, it's supposed to look clean. But no, I have a total different thought about that. But that's the situation we're in. We're in a fucked up deal. And the thing is,
right.
You know, people like me and, you know, just don't pay attention to it. You just don't. I know it.
You were cut off, my friend.
Oh,
yeah.
Mark it out again.
Hello.
We've been educated.
Yeah, you got cut
you
off
what?
Again. Is your
yeah,
internet
you
fucking up?
Yeah.
Ron, is your internet fucking up?
I guess so, because he's not there yet right now. I mean, so go ahead, please.
Maybe he went to take a shit.
I mean, go ahead and some. You guys have any other concern about AI or? You know, automations and no jobs anymore around the globe. And basically, people are going to sit in the home and, you know, basically do nothing from now, very soon. I mean, it's coming. I mean,
yeah.
Everything is, I mean, in China, what they did the news at their TV stations, all by robots, by AI, and nobody could even say, "Oh, that's a robot. That's not the original newscaster," or etc. So basically, I mean, how things can be so close that. You know, nobody else can say anything, you know. In China, they did it, and still, I think, after they said that, the 1 week news, they were robots and AI. I mean, I don't know if they have changed them back to the original or not, but still, you know, it's very shocking. That how can this happen in front of our eyes? I mean, we saw also Hydro Collider, CERN, did an experiment with exactly the same time that eclipse occurring in the United States and Pacific Ocean and many parts of USA. So they were looking for a black hole, I mean, a small black hole. So I'm not sure yet if they discover it, or if they discover it, they won't tell us yet. So, I mean, right now, California is ready for a major, major earthquake. I mean, that's the greatest news. I mean, one of the emergency news that is there, that because San Andreas fault after the eclipse, I mean, they have had so many, you know, macroquake to kind of
if California does have an earthquake, who gives a fuck? Who cares? What's the sense of care?
Let it float out the ocean and sink.
Exactly.
Let it
float
snap out
right the fuck
the
off. Who cares?
Sink.
Yeah,
take all them
exactly.
goddamn liberal cocksuckers with it.
Exactly.
You.
See, you, right, that'd be well, fucking see? Decent. Yeah, man. It'd be sweet.
The only thing that needs to be look. The only thing that needs to be saved in California is the beach babes.
Is Nancy.
The blonde.
I got to get Nancy out of there. I got to get Nancy
boom.
Out of there, man.
Oh, you got to get Nancy out of there. Yeah, Nancy.
I got to get Nancy out of there. And, well, yeah. Rob and Suzette, too. I got to get them, too.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, Rob and Suzette,
yeah.
You got to go, too.
Right.
Yeah,
but
that whole
but
state's so politically fucked in the
Hollywood
ass.
Will go to the ocean, to Hollywood.
Fuck
it's
Hollywood.
Lots
them,
of,
too.
Lots of all this
dude, look,
that,
I've been in California many, many times. I've been all over California, and there ain't the northern part of California is pretty cool. But down yonder south, no. Fuck no. No, no. Mm-mm. You got to cut that state three-quarters of it off and let it go. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
just cut the
know,
rope,
hey,
let it blow out to sea.
Hey, it's the same thing with New York. They need to cut
yeah,
that state
out. Let the whole state go.
And all them sumbitches drown,
just,
too.
Let that be exactly.
When you have, listen. When you have those migrant gangs up there, those so-called illegals, when they're willing to beat the shit out of cops, what do you think they're going to do to you? If they're willing
exactly.
to go hands-on with the cops, what do you think they're going to do to you?
It ain't going to be
here.
Like that with us, gunslinger. It ain't going to be that way, brother. It ain't going to be.
Not with me or you.
Are going to start popping
no.
up quick. I'm telling you, these militias are going to start popping up, and they're going
That's
to be straight
right,
up
yep.
fucking ugly. And I guarantee you, most of the cops are going to be on their fucking side anyway. So it ain't going to fucking
vigilante
matter.
Vigilante groups,
you know what I
mean? Too. Remember the vigilante
oh, yeah,
groups.
Right.
They're out there, too.
Exactly.
You know?
You got people who are smarter than you fucking give them credit for. I guarantee you can make some shit very well happen. You know? Some ugly things. But that's, you know, but
well,
that's,
yeah.
but why wouldn't it happen? Because they're doing it to make it happen. In reality.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, what are you doing? Why are you doing this stupid shit? You know what? I don't understand what the point is. I mean, here's these other weird, all these weird fucking factors, things, weird shit going on. You know, like this fucking, with the children. You know, this gender bender bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I call it gender benders. Why would a grade school child need to know about shit like that? That shit don't even, ain't even real. It's made up bullshit.
Well, you didn't even...
You're doing it to be fucking
right.
stupid. There is no
you
such
didn't
thing.
Even...
Now, Morphidite, I will give Morphidite the fucking credit. You see what I'm saying? Because they're born with
oh,
fault.
Yeah.
Ain't their fault. You dig what I'm saying?
Well,
that's cool.
Ron.
But, I mean,
Ron.
Is anybody in their right fucking mind because it says, well, I'm a fucking chick yep. and I'm really born with a fucking 10-foot cock? That still makes no sense.
Well, you know, yeah, it's the same. It's the same thing that I was listening to something last night. These
right.
two parents are raising their son to be a drag queen, and he's
yeah,
only 6
that.
Years old. Did you see that?
Yeah. There's
did
another one.
That?
Kid's like 11, 12 now.
It's
still
sick
doing
motherfuckers.
It.
They are some sick yeah. motherfuckers.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. But then on the other hand, you got a 10-year-old girl being trained to be a guerrilla combat warfare, you know,
yeah.
specialist. you know.
Man.
So what's next? That's the question you must ask. What's next? What's the next fucking thing to come down the fucking line? You know? But that's the reality we're living in, man. It's, you know, common sense is gone. There is no more common fucking sense to help nobody anymore. You can't help the ones that don't know they need help. They don't even know. That's the other sad part about it. That's how good the brainwashing's been. You know, talk about being put under a fucking trance. You want to talk about the Ayatollah and shit? Fuck.
No,
the whole world's a whack-a-loon, dude.
What Ayatollahs? Ayatollahs, they must go, and for any price. I mean, we Iranians, I mean, Americans, Canadians, whatever, around the globe, I mean, we are 20 million Iranians are out of their own country. And yet, I mean, of course, we have given, you know, our expertise to wherever we live. But the question is, you know, these people, they are not from Iran. They are Arabs and they are Palestinians. They took over my country, ex-country, 46 years. And enough is enough. And they're not trying to close the Persian Gulf. I mean, we Iranians, we are not angry with that. We Iranians, we do not support Ayatollahs by no means. But maybe 10% of the population does. So those 10% ruling 90% of the Iranian.
Right,
in
right.
Iran.
Same thing here. Same process, man. Only a handful controls the whole big mob. In reality,
right.
Their reality, you know.
Otherwise, we are not angry at all. You know, when these people come and beat themselves in the middle of the street, you know, for Imam Hussein.
Can you talk louder, closer to your mic? They're telling the chat room they're having a hard time hearing you. Can you talk up a little more, a little louder? I think he got tired of hearing it. He left, I think. Okay. So you got Boyd and Gunslinger and a Skype caller, I guess. Thank you. Okay. All right, let's try it again. Nope, he tried to call back in. He split. But anyway, hey, team of voices, you jumped in the chat room. How you doing? I got knocked off my topic, but, you know, let's try it again. Let's see what happens. Do we have a winner round bean?
I don't
gotcha.
Know what's going on. I think
it's Blog Talk Radio,
time.
Bro. Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, they're cutting them off. They're cutting off political shows like this when they don't want to hear those kind of people bitching about the truth. We don't want to hear fucking truth.
You know, but anyway, sorry, you were asking me some questions, my friend. So can you repeat your question, please? Sorry.
I forgot what it was.
Is it something about Ayatollahs or something?
I don't know. Instead of a handful of people controlling the country, your country you're from. In this country, too, and every other country, there's a handful of people running the show.
Right. I mean, but we are all, you know, brother, sister, Americans. But the question is, it seems everywhere in the world, you know, in Singapore, nobody has a gun here. You know why?
Right.
Because, first of all, if you want to have a gun, so it's, okay, the average is about, 6 million. We are here in Singapore. And so, I mean, they have 0.5 people they have gone. So, I mean, it's very, very low. And in Singapore, what it is, if they find somebody has a gun, it's not registered or illegally they own, they will be executed in Singapore. And so basically, it's very hard in Singapore. Anybody has a gun. Like United States, we have 110 million, guns in the United States.
Hey, dude. Hey, Mike. Mike. Hey, bro. Can you talk up some more? Because you're real low and people are having a hard time hearing you. I got a mixer board, so I can turn you up everywhere I want you, but they don't.
Okay.
And you come close to your mic or talk up or both.
Okay. So can you hear me better, my friends?
Now, how's about that, Rob? Can you hear him better? Wait for chat. He's in chat waiting for his mic. Come on, Rob. Start typing, damn it. I ain't got all night. Let's go. Come on. We got 33 minutes left of the show. I'm opening up a church tomorrow. I'm going to start opening churches. I'm going to get into religious thing too.
I think, tonight you guys have a problem, big problem, my friend.
I'm going to get a Rumble account and a YouTube account, and I'm going to start preaching the word. Then maybe Blog Talk Radio would then Blog Talk Radio would respect me. Yeah, he sounds kind of muffled, Mike.
It's a mighty church of one.
Absolutely. And he bring your Christian Nation Radio church back. Yep. Hallelujah.
Right.
I feel it coming on, man.
Praise
don't
Allah.
You know,
praise
Allah. Don't you know what the fuck's wrong? God damn her.
I can hear you guys pretty good, but I'm sorry. Tonight we are fucked up on,
Yeah, you just sound low, man. It's like you're kind of whispering in a microphone, you know.
Is that right? No, I'm talking very loud, actually, myself, but... I'm not sure why it doesn't, but because of distance to my friends and also BTR tonight has problems. Maybe you remember last week BTR had no shows. I mean, we saw your show, but then your show doesn't exist anymore. So it kind of, I mean, they have issues for past 2 months. So. Is that's why, tonight is one of those nights that they will not, we have a big problem, sometimes to understand each other, but I do apologize,
Right. Yeah, that's cool, Robert. I'm sorry. He just posted something there. Yeah, I'm keeping that. But that's true. The thing is, the truth needs to come out. People, come on. Why would you do things like this? Why it don't make no sense. Like when Trump was in there, you notice everything ran smooth. That's nothing. Trump, when Trump was running the show, everything went along smooth until COVID was thrown in because they had to throw that in to get him out of there.
Oh, yeah.
That was like throwing a hand grenade. COVID. The COVID grenade,
yeah.
I call it.
COVID grenade,
The COVID grenade, the simple fact of it is that what is so important that let's ask these questions. Okay, maybe it's just me, maybe it's not, but why don't we ask these fuckers these questions? Okay, let's say, well, for everything he signed over an executive order when he became president. Let's go through each one of them fucking laws he chipped or flipped over, whatever, executive laws he posted, and see what they're all about. Did we ever get the opportunity to see that? No, we didn't.
Nope.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Might have seen one or two of them.
I didn't see it.
I knew about the XL pipeline and the fucking border wall. That was it. Didn't hear about nothing else. So, what's up? Come on, man. What else was in all the 27 fucking different books you wrote in?
What is he doing? He's ruining, done fucked up the country. It's going to take years now. It's going to take more than 4 years of Trump, okay?
Yeah.
And he's only can run for 4 more years.
Yeah.
It's going to take more than that. When you have these people that's over there in these other countries that are little fuck-up fuckheads, they can't even run their own goddamn country. They have to have somebody like Trump as a negotiator, like Putin,
right.
Little rocket boy over in North Korea. Okay.
Wow.
Them some bitches, they can't do nothing. They can't do shit except fucking fight and kill each other. During Trump's period, nobody died. There wasn't no wars, were there? No. He prevented them. Look what we got now.
Uh-huh. Now we got conflicts popping up all over the fucking place.
all over the goddamn world now because of the poopy pant motherfucker that's in the White House right now. People are so goddamn stupid. I don't know if they're stupid or uneducated, but it's one of them. Okay, maybe both. When they were brainwashed, where they can't, where they don't see the logical, you know, the logical path that you need to go down. But oh no, poopy pants is doing great. The economy is great. Everything's just whoopty doo, ain't it?
Yeah. The bullshit we're told. Did you any of you guys see that Migrant King guy on YouTube, or he's on TikTok? Did you ever see any of y'all seen him?
Who?
No.
Now who?
The Migrant King.
Who was it?
This guy was advertising. Migrant King.
Yeah. Familiar. Yeah.
The one telling you how to squat.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
They're deporting him.
They should slingshot the bastard back. Put him in one of them big old goddamn slingshots and slingshot that cocksucker back to where he belongs. Let him go back here and fuck goats and camels and all this shit. Okay?
Well, that's cool.
We don't do that in America. We don't do that in America.
We don't?
Okay.
Really?
No, we don't.
Oh,
man. Well, no. Seriously. Well,
you're at my day.
There's exception. Ron was a goat fucker and a camel humper, so we
yeah.
There's always exceptions.
Well, I'm going to be a camel fucker, but do I get one humps or two humps? What do I get?
For you, Tard, one.
I would hate this fucking camel my way, Camel King. Have it my fucking way.
Yeah. Camel it my way. Camel
That's
it my
saying.
Way. There you go. See?
Yeah, I want extra dust on that motherfucker, too.
Here's something that I heard, but I can't
between its toes. Okay.
Here's something I heard, but I can't confirm it. That, remember those 270 illegals that rushed the Texas Guard unit down there in, what, El Paso?
Right.
In that little riot thing? You know, and they arrested a bunch of them,
right.
And then the judge turned around and released them.
Right.
Remember that?
Uh huh.
Well, from what I heard, and I cannot confirm this, is that they are all still in custody, and all have ICE retainers on them to be deported.
Oh yeah, well that'd be
that's
cool.
That's what I
that's
heard.
Cool.
I can't confirm
right.
it.
Well,
but,
I hope so.
Texas put ICE retainers on all of them before the judge released and before they got out of wherever they were being detained.
Right. Well, this Migrant King guy, he's being deported after insulting Americans for taking care of his family. In other words, all the money he was fucking us out of. Okay? Being an illegal immigrant. Well, let's check this motherfucker out, this clip. Let's check this out. Let's see what it's all about. Just curiosity. Maybe. Well, wait a minute. Why do I know? Because I'm on drugs. Okay, everybody? I'm on a lot of drugs. Me smoking peace pipe. Me stay happy.
In his most recent controversial TikTok video, Moreno is telling his followers to avoid living on the streets in the United States. They can, quote, invade empty homes and live there, saying under U.S. law, if a house is uninhabited, it can be seized, referring to squatting rights in our country.
A few moments later.
Estoy en peligro de muerte en United States.
So let's talk about how this man, who I'm dubbing the Migrant King, went from flexing thousands of dollars on TikTok calling Americans stupid, now he's being deported back to Venezuela. So the man you see on screen is Leonel Moreno. He is a Venezuelan migrant. Now, Moreno entered the United States on April 23, 2022, claiming he needed asylum from the country of Venezuela. Now, Moreno was not deported back to Venezuela, but allowed to stay in the United States, and he was placed into the Alternative to Detention program. Now, this program allowed Moreno to walk free into the country, but promised that in 60 days, he would report to the Enforcement and Removal Operations Office. So, shockingly, Moreno didn't report to the Enforcement and Removal Operations Office. He just bounced. Now, because Moreno failed to report, he became an illegal immigrant. So Moreno, not being here legally, needing to make some money, started making TikTok videos. Now, his videos specifically were about how to game the system as an illegal immigrant, how to find housing, how to make some money, how to do everything he had done to get to the United States and stay here illegally. Now, Moreno's videos started going mega viral, earning him tens of thousands of dollars in TikTok money. Here's an example of a couple of his TikTok videos.
A Venezuelan migrant bragged about living off of U.S. taxpayer money.
Confieso que a mí no me gusta trabajar porque me da alergia. Vivo de los taxes que usted paga al mes.
Lionel Moreno uploaded multiple TikToks encouraging more of his fellow Latinos to come to the U.S.
Y es totalmente falso que las fronteras están cerradas. Las fronteras están abiertas. Capichi, para todas esas personas, muchachos.
Now, Moreno then even used his platform to help other migrants. For instance, this 15-year-old who went into Times Square and shot at police, Moreno said, hey, we need to get together and get him bailed out.
Prosecutors charge a 15-year-old as an adult. Investigators say he opened fire inside a Times Square sporting goods store. Chaos ensued. One bullet hit a tourist in the leg. Police say the teenager also fired at officers.
The Venezuelan migrant urged his followers to protest to free the Times Square shooter.
Necesitamos pagar la fianza. Pichi, que hoy cometió un error inocentemente. Porque es un niño de tan solo 15 años.
Now, incredibly, this guy stayed under the radar for all that time until he started telling migrants to invade people's homes.
Invadir una casa en United States.
In his most recent controversial TikTok video, Moreno was telling his followers to avoid living on the streets in the United States. They can, quote, invade empty homes and live there, saying under U.S. law, if a house is uninhabited, it can be seized, referring to squatting rights in our country. That video garnered almost 4 million views. In past videos, the illegal migrant bragged that he came to the United States to vacation and now lives off U.S. taxpayers because he had a child in this country. He also tells his followers that he waits for Americans' hard-earned pension checks to come in every month.
Now, to add insult to injury, Moreno started making TikTok videos where he started flexing all the cash that he was making from the, quote, American slaves and the TikTok phenomenon.
Es que yo facture más que ustedes sin necesidad de andar como esclavos. Capichi, esa es la diferencia tuya y mía. Que yo siempre voy a hacer dinero sin mucho trabajo.
Then even after that, Moreno started flexing his Second Amendment rights because he was in the U.S. Now, here is where things fell apart. See, Moreno isn't a citizen. And unfortunately for him, he doesn't have Second Amendment rights. See, remember how earlier I told you how when Moreno came into the country, they gave him 60 days to check in and he didn't check in. So now essentially he was illegally here and on the run. Now, for those of you who love the Second Amendment, you know that there are two groups of people who cannot own firearms or even possess firearms in the United States. Those are illegal immigrants and felons. And on top of that, Moreno was on parole because he never checked in with ICE. So they were after him. Now, the United States has what's known as the Gun Control Act, which prohibits people on parole, like Moreno, from possessing, shipping, transporting, or even receiving firearms or ammunition. So all these pictures of Moreno possessing firearms and ammunition didn't go down real well with the feds. So then the Fed said, hey, we have enough. We are going to deport Moreno back to his home country of Venezuela. Then Moreno, knowing the Feds were looking for him, went on TikTok to plead his case, to beg for mercy.
Estoy en peligro de muerte en United States. Necesito protección en Estados Unidos. Me está
perdiendo. I know y'all can't read that shit. My bank account's filled. Let's see. They're open arrest in New York for me. I am not in New York. I need you to pay attention to what is happening. Because my family is in danger. They are in great danger, boy. Delete me from your text door. The other one, too. I received many threats from powerful people. He's holding his baby, too. Please help. My family is in danger. Please help me. It's incredibly scary, but there are people looking for me and where I stay. And for me and my family.
Please help me. So Moreno went on the run, but the Feds eventually caught up to him in Ohio. Now, while in the U.S., Moreno got married and had a child. And his wife is crying tears because Moreno is now going back to Venezuela. Now, Moreno's wife, Veronica Torres, was spotted crying outside of the facility. When asked by the Post how she felt about everything, she says, we don't know where they took him, and I can't see him. I can't give you any more information because I don't know much. Now, his wife, Veronica, can be seen in some of the viral TikTok videos with Moreno. So the man deemed the migrant king, who mocked Americans for helping him get out of a horrible situation in Venezuela, has now been arrested by ICE and is on his way back to Venezuela. And because he broke U.S. law, he probably will not be allowed back in the country for another 10 years. Do you think this is the right outcome for this migrant? Are you a bleeding heart that says he should have another chance, especially with him making tens of thousands of dollars, getting free taxpayer money and throwing it in everyone's face that, hey, you are the slave for paying your taxes and helping him and his family out? Let me know how you feel in the comment section. Let me know if you have any sympathy for Leonel Moreno. And as always, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. To us.
And you're going to be stupid.
God.
No. It could have went on for years.
So I think Ron got booted again.
Yeah. Or he's having trouble with his internet.
Well, if you ever want to be a blog host and do your own show on doing a blog, you know, or, you know, a podcast like that, don't come to BTR. Go somewhere else. Trust me, you will regret it if you come here to this company to do your shit. Because they will fuck it up. This makes the sixth time I've been disconnected tonight. You know, sixth time. And me no lucky. Me don't like it much at all. Be one of the
gringo. Like that. Yeah. Gringo. You did the gringo. Hey. That's all you are.
let me ask this question, Ron.
Okay.
Is BTR kicking you off, or are you having some hits on your internet?
I have no idea. I don't see nothing on the internet. Everything else is running. You know, phone keeps kicking off on BTR. I shut everything down. The other shit I had running, too, and just, you know, clear my bandwidth a little bit. But didn't fucking matter. Hard telling. But anyway, that was the shit, you know, this dude was doing. You know, telling people how to fucking go in empty houses and take that motherfucker over, and they do it. Well, you know, Santos just fucking passed a law in Florida about that shit. The squatter laws, you know.
Yep.
That shit's over.
You know, like I said, you know, there was Tim Pool, the guy on YouTube, had a very good solution to it. If with these squatters that come in there to your house and the legal owner mm-hmm. comes in there and wants them out, all you got to do is take three guys with a mask on and baseball bats. Wouldn't be no knees left, would they? I bet you they run real fast.
Yeah.
Crawl.
Yeah.
That's vigilantism, which is good.
I've seen one dude do it. He sent his mail to himself. He wrote himself a letter to that fucking house with that address and waited for it until the mail got there, and he got the letter, and he showed had proof he lived there.
Well, yeah, there you go. See? Yeah.
So, yeah.
But these idiots think they go in there and get one bill. You see the one that was on YouTube where they arrested the homeowner. Then the rest of the ones that were baiting out, they arrested the fucking homeowner.
Yeah, I did. I seen that. Yeah.
So whose side is these cops on? Obviously, they ain't on our side.
But Gunslinger, that shows how fucked up it is, man.
That's right.
It shows how fucked up it is. Yeah. But this dude, he moved in the house. He grabbed him some sleeping bags and shit in a backpack. He moved right in that motherfucker. You know? And then people call the cops and them too. No, what a goddamn thing they could do about it. It's his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that one in New York where the homeowner got arrested, I think it was 2 days later, those squatters were gone. They had had a visit from a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vigilantes. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. Because when the cops don't fucking do it, when they don't do their job, and that's their job, okay, even though the Supreme Court says the police owes you no protection, ain't that crazy? Your own Supreme Court said that. Wow. Okay, so who's left? Go look in the mirror. That's who's left.
Gunslinger, can I ask you a question? Do you know what the word police means?
Policy.
Policy officer.
Enforcer. Yeah, policy enforcer.
Yeah, right. Yep. Policy officer, too. Yeah. So, you know, what do you expect?
That's why.
Yeah, like I said, listen to a scanner in the city.
I know, I've got it.
And you'll hear the dispatcher say, car 54, you have a call for service.
Yeah.
Service? Yeah. So you're going to do something to get paid for it? So apparently they do. They get paid for it. The service.
Well, I'm sure they do. I had to call the damn sheriff out here today.
They're getting called for every call they get paid.
You did? I had to call the sheriff out here today.
Did you really? What the fuck's
that? Oh, yeah, the big old black guy in a white cowboy hat come out here. Okay, that's the first time I've ever seen that. Yeah.
The cop?
It was county sheriff. It wasn't a cop, county sheriff.
Okay, all right.
Which they are much better than regular city cops, okay?
Right.
We know that. They're a hell of a lot better because they're duly elected, or the sheriff is.
Right. So why were they called out today? What, same dude fucking with you?
No, there was this nutcase girl that lived down the street here. Okay.
Right.
And she's nutcase. She's mentally ill.
Right.
I
my
call
kind
her
of woman.
Stripper. Well, yeah. I call her stripper girl. You know why I call her
okay,
that?
Okay, well, fuck, that's even better yet.
Because I caught her on cam. I caught her on cam if I got it recorded on my computer of her standing out here by the gate stripping, naked.
Sweet.
And walking up,
you got it
walking up and down my driveway.
You got it on film. Sell that fucker to the fucking porn tube. I'm telling you.
I can send it to
you. Okay,
I can send it to you.
Do that.
I got 3 30-second clips.
I don't care.
I mean, naked as a goddamn jaybird walking up and down my goddamn driveway. Jeez,
that'd be sweet. That's got to be sweet. Is she a meth head? That makes it even better.
Probably. Yeah.
Meth heads are bonus specials.
Yeah. Yeah, drugs. Yeah. Man, I can write a book about this shit that goes on around here. Fuck me.
You know, it's everywhere. It's everywhere you fucking go, gun. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what's so terrible about it, the cops or the sheriff's arrest her, and just a short time later, she gets out of jail. They won't put her in a mental institution, like, you know.
Mm-mm. There ain't none.
Talk to her, I guess. I mean,
ain't like it used to be, bro. I bet she gets a check for it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Her mother and
dad
take care. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, these people need help. I mean, I understand people with mental illness, they can't help that. That's something you can't help. But, man.
That's been my excuse.
It's insanity.
You can't help me. I'm too far gone. It's over.
But they're too far gone. Their brain is fried, probably from the drugs.
Well, I haven't started the stripping thing yet, but I have walked outside naked. Out and walked in my yard and shit, you know, in my yard.
Well, yeah, that's normal. I mean, but I'm talking about, you
absolutely.
You know, walking up and down the public street. Now that might be a little abnormal there. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't live in a public street, but you know, I live out in the fucking woods. And nobody can see me.
Yeah,
if they did, I'd just wave at them. Howdy doody, neighbor. How y'all doing? That's what I do. But that, you know, I have walked outside naked in my property. I don't give a fuck. I piss all over the place. I don't care. Matter of fact, I had a state trooper here one time. You mean, is there a way to take a piss? Pick your spot, bro. There's 19 acres of it. He goes, oh, man, thanks, dude. And he had to piss real bad. So when he had bronchitis, I said, dude, you better get on a fucking Z-Pack. You're going to get sicker than fuck. I'm telling you, man. So then I mentioned to him about the radar guns. That's fucking cancer-causing shit in that car you're driving, man. I'm telling you, take a look at it.
Oh, yeah. they don't understand that. Yeah, the radar. Oh, yeah. Okay.
When the radar guns first came out, they kept wondering why these cops are getting fucking cancer. Fucking cancer from the radar gun. They've been microwaved.
Yep. Microwaved.
Yep. We want that money so much. We're gonna put you up in a test animal because we want that money so bad. Yeah. It's nice when you get money for what people do. You get money for what people do, and you don't do nothing for it. You just collect the money. You're a money collector. You don't do nothing. You don't correct nobody. You don't fix nobody. You don't do nothing for nobody. And you just collect toxic money from the fucking federal government and from the fucking poor guy you arrested.
You're a revenuer.
Mm-hmm.
You're a revenuer.
More or less, kind of a thief. You're actually being robbed. You know?
Well, it's even by the cities, which are even a zillion times worse. Go Google Wilmer, Texas, which is just right over here on Interstate 45. Them son of a bitches there are one of the most corrupt cities. I got to be in North Texas. They go out there and they incorporate you in their city without your fucking permission. That they've outlawed that in 2019. They can't do it, but they do it anyway. And what are you talking about? It's a battle zone.
It works. The scam works. Why change it? Let them say
scam,
whatever they want. They'll say, we'll do whatever. We'll just keep on doing what we do.
Yeah, perfect scam. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, like you know, Bring It Boy said in here, the law says it's a civil matter until the law is changed, like DeSantis did, which is true. They can squat. I don't understand what you mean they can squat, Rob. How can they squat if it's been laws been changed, like DeSantis did? I don't see the point. You know, DeSantis was a reindeer. 225, you're in. Welcome
hello.
To my hell. It's Mikey.
Hello.
Mikey, he likes it.
Hey. You know,
what's up?
I mean, you're looking at the, you're talking about corruptness. I mean, you know, and these towns, these old towns that you know, Wilmer, Texas, but there's a bunch of these old towns in Louisiana that all these, you know, speed trap towns and all this shit where, oh, you're traveling along, it's, you're going 55 miles an hour, and all of a sudden it goes from 55 to 35 or 25 or whatever. And it's like, okay, and they get, and that's how they make their money. It's that big change, it's that. And you don't know it's going to go down. right? You don't know that the speed limit's going to go down, and that's how they get you, right?
You think that's bad? Look what they're doing in New York, man. Look what they're doing in fucking New York. And it starts this month, I think. Them congestion cameras. Think about it. Them congestion, they're called, because congestion, you got to pay a fee to come in there to get into the congestion. You got to pay money to come in and be fucking miserable in traffic jam. Shit. Then you got to pay to leave. How you like that?
Yeah.
Then, besides that, now we got fucking stoplight cameras back again. Which they then determined as unconstitutional. But it don't matter. It don't matter, man. They changed the name to a flock camera now. All the other bullshit. Anyway, if you all want to stay in the show, we'll get you to call in. We got 3 minutes left. Don't quit fucking around and get it done. What is the number of this fucking place other than 563-999-3726 is the number to call in. So call in now, quit fucking around, quit jerking off and get in here. But anyway. Yeah. So it's like $15 for a car to go in and $15 the car to leave. A truck is $30 to come in and $30 to leave. That's $60 a trip. Now, like I said earlier in other shows I've done and said the fact of this, well, one of that truck's going to come in several times in and out of that congested area. How much money you think, you know, $30 just to come in, just go somewhere? Just give away free money? And you want to bitch about gas prices? Throw that in there with it. Throw that in there with it, man. Well, I'll put $20, you know, I'll put $20 in my car. But, man, you got 50. Well, I can't, man, because if we're going in, I need the money to get us in and out. It's $30. So it costs me more money to get in and out than to fucking get there. It's crazy, man. It's insane. But then, like I said, they're double dosing. You put the cameras, the crappy cameras. You know, them fucking computers can be set to fuck you any minute. That's it. And they said those traffic cameras produce about 200 tickets a day. Ain't that a bitch? 200 tickets a day. Fuck.
Right.
I couldn't.
Right. And then, think about this. You look at New York City and Philadelphia and all these. I mean, the whole thing with Parking Wars, the TV show.
90 seconds.
Where, oh, yeah. I mean, you got to deliver something to someplace in Philadelphia or whatever, and you park to go deliver this thing, and you're in there not less than 30 seconds or 40 seconds, and all of a sudden you come back out and there's a ticket on your windshield. You know?
Yeah, but that's, you know, look at all the toll booths up in New York and shit too. I mean, New York is a money drinking motherfucker. How could you live there giving away fucking money like that? You know what I'm saying? Fuck. Can you imagine living there in that shit? These people ain't seen shit yet. They haven't seen nothing. Wait till they start. And this shit, when they kick this shit off, you watch, man. People are going to, them cops, I wouldn't be a New York cop. There ain't no fucking way. Them politicians are putting them in so much fucking danger, it ain't funny no more. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, when them congestion cameras get going, it's going to be fucking crazy. Wow.
They're not, can't, because of freaking no bail, you know, they can't do their jobs. Oh, you go up there and you commit a crime. We'll arrest you, but you'll be out within the hour. You know?
Yeah, right after you're processed, we'll have you kicked out. The fucking door can do it again. Because we want the calls. We need the calls to get the revenue. The more calls we get, the more money we make. I'm serious, man. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking nuts. You know, how could it get like this? Really? I mean, the whole economic system is so fucked up it can't see straight. It's got to be in a constant, perpetual fucking motion. You know what constant, perpetual motion is? Where it continues, it never ends.
Oh, yeah.
Always moving.
Continue.
That's how this motherfucker is,
why?
Man. It's perpetual.
The
process of greed and theft and disrupted bullshit. That's what they want to do. They keep it rolling. Don't stop it. Don't let stop that motherfucker for nobody. If a law comes in, which we'll consider the kink, we'll fix that too. We'll add some other bullshit to that and get that out of the fucking way. You know?
Think about this. Why do you think they invited Trump to that cop's funeral, and then invite Biden and whatever, you know, because
there's a couple of people that told me to get fucking lost that showed up there. Right. Somebody showed up there and told me to get fucking lost.
Yep. Right.
Who was that?
These two, you know, back the blue. Well, you may think the back the blue is a bad thing, but again, when you're trying to do your job, I mean, yeah, at times, being a police officer is about making money, but it's also about trying to protect the public, right? I mean, and
you misconcepted that one real quick, Mikey. They're not trying to protect the public no more. Them days are way over. That's a fantasy. They ain't trying to protect the public. You don't see CERB protecting a cop car no more, ever. CERB, but never protected.
You used to.
They can't.
You used to see to serve and protect. You used to be on the cop cars. I remember it. Now no more. Because they don't serve and they don't protect. You know, look at the link I put in there in the chat room there about Ashley Babbitt. They investigated her, okay, treated her as a criminal. Treated her as a terrorist when a cock-sucking cop shot her fucking dead in cold blood.
For no reason whatsoever.
It got a promotion. Got a promotion on it. If that don't piss you off, I don't know what will.
They say, and they kept saying, well, what's her name? Nancy Pelosi was never in control of the Capitol.
She was supposed to be, though. She was supposed to be in control of that.
Right, that's bullshit. Yeah. She is in control. I mean,
right.
Trump.
She is.
Trump,
she was.
Trump offered National Guard. Trump offered her National Guard, and she said no, because she wanted the chaos.
Well, it was all planned.
They wanted morph against Trump. That's what they did it for, man. Blame Trump.
That's right.
Excuse me.
And I mean, look. Here's the deal. There's no. What you call it on murder, right? There's no statute of limitations on murder.
Right.
This guy, this idiot cop who murdered Ashley Babbitt, should be under the jail, right?
Yeah.
You know. Should be under the jail. And hell, I'm surprised that Mike Johnson, who is from Louisiana, they should be opening. I know they say, well, you can't do it. No, fuck that. You know, you should be opening a fucking investigation on this fucking cop who ended up getting promoted.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't get that at all. I just don't. I don't, you know. But it don't come to a shock no more. 20 years ago, maybe it would have shocked me. Anymore, it don't.
It don't.
What the fuck's new? No. You know, what the fuck's new? It's, man.
Yeah, don't shock me anymore.
It's sad. You know, it's like I'll bring up Gunslinger's best friend, Sinzer, and,
oh,
you know,
coward,
people like
yeah,
him.
Coward.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy believes you're free. He believes it.
Yeah.
And I ran to another lady that believes that same thing, you know, that believes that you're free. I mean, I guess it's something, you know, it's artificial, but I mean, if you, you know, really believe, you know, that you are and you're good with it, that's cool, man. If it does you good mentally, you know, in your mind, that's cool, you know. I have nothing against it. But,
if he really believed he was free, here's the point. If he really believed he was free, he would have taken Billy up on his thing about Billy offered to help him move to Pennsylvania, and he said, no, I'm too poor, I'm too this, I'm too that.
Right.
You know? And it's like...
He's like an immigrant. He lives like a fucking immigrant does right now. Everything is paid for him, dude.
Yep.
He don't have to do shit.
Well,
nothing.
You know what? What's going to be funny is when they kick him out of his apartment to put the illegal aliens in there.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. Well, they say, like, you know, Mr. George, you got to go. But I'm an American. Well, that's why you got to go.
Yeah.
You're free now, motherfucker, for real. You are really free.
When you got these people that are going in favor of the squatters.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking squatters' rights. You know. Now there are some states that are coming up with laws that say squatters have no rights, which is a good deal, but not New York State. No. They wanna take away people, and that is one corrupt ass state. When you got Alvin Bragg and Letitia James and all these people and the fucking judges up there that, you know, there's a upper court that's been hammering these, you know, Judge Engoron and this other judge that have ties to the Democrat Party and to Chuck Schumer and other people that you know, it's one corrupt ass state up there, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say Louisiana and Texas and Alaska and stuff don't have their problems with corruption. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, or Missouri don't have their problems with corruption. No, it's just out there. In New York, it's just out there in the public for people to see.
Yeah, they do it right out in front of you. That's what they do, right out in front of you, man. They don't give a fuck.
They don't give a shit. No.
Not at all. Not at all.
No.
What the hell?
Letitia James is still trying to take his money. Take Trump Tower and shit, which is illegal. Just that whole case up there is illegal. Now the whole thing with Stormy Daniels, by the way, in 2018, there's a statement by Stormy Daniels saying that it was a consensual deal. They agreed and all that stuff. There's a statement from that 2006, 2008, 2010, 2011. 16, whatever it is, it's a statement from Stormy Daniels saying, basically, making this whole case fucking bullshit.
Well, there also was an NDA on the case, which is perfectly legal.
Yep. And then don't get me started about the whole. Yep. Don't get me started about the whole Eugene Carroll case.
Yeah. They have no rights.
What?
Okay. You know, do whatever you do to them. They have no rights here. Americans have rights. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
I have rights in their own country, but this ain't their own country.
They're a non-person. You know,
right.
And hell, once they cross the border, they're illegals. Okay,
yeah.
And so I'm not for just indiscriminately killing people, but they're a non-person. How can you kill a non-person?
They're a enemy invader. They are a combatant. We're being invaded. That means the rules of war apply. That means that you can shoot them because they're invading your country. I guarantee you, if you go over there and try to invade their country, they will shoot your ass with a fucking submachine gun. and turn your ass into Swiss cheese on the spot. No trial, no nothing, nothing but turn your ass into Swiss cheese. Works for them. Why can't it work for us? Jeez.
Of course. No. Oh, no.
We got a collar, and we got a cuddle, and we got a kiss your goddamn asses. People that hate our guts, we're having to fucking kiss their goddamn asses. Like them goddamn raghead motherfuckers.
Think about this.
Okay?
Think about this, Gunslinger. There's a mountain on this side of the border in New Mexico. Robert, you know, Friday Night Show guy.
Yeah,
Robert,
he's on here.
Yeah. Yep. There's a mountain on that side, on our side, that these cartel members have taken over in New Mexico, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And it's on our side of the border. You know, I know New Mexico is a freaking Democrat state. Yeah, if it's on our side of the border, this mountain is on our side of the border. If it's on our side of the border, we have all the right in the world to go on that mountain and kill these some bitches.
Yeah, because it's war.
Yeah, but you can't be killing your brother, though.
Yeah. Well, look, you know it's bad, especially go back to New York City, for example, for the moment. When they kick out American school children that are Americans to make room for these cocksuckers that are not even Americans, they have no rights, but yet they kick school children out of their school so they can have a comfortable place to fucking stay. At your fucking taxpayers' money, by the way. Are you telling me if something ain't fucked up here? Boy, that's fucked up, man. Oh, boy. Would you give up your house for one of these cocksuckers? Would you give up your house for one of these cocksuckers? Fuck no.
Not willingly. But you know what? They're more free than all of us. Because they're not a federal citizen.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you look at it in that form, yeah, that, yeah, well, there's a positive for everything, I guess.
Yeah.
Boy, this government's fucked up.
Right.
Oh, did you see? About how the government's fuss are fucked up. Did you see the video on YouTube where these three so-called federal agents, FBI, I think they said they was, visited this lady for just simply posting her opinion on social media? Okay.
Yes,
they
I
would
did.
Not,
I seen
they,
that.
They refused
that.
To ID themselves. Yeah, they refused to ID themselves. The third one on the left, you could see he was packing. Okay, you see a gun on his side. Refused. It wasn't even in a government car. Usually they have, you know, tax exempt or whatever they were, U.S. government or whatever is on there. Okay? This wasn't even that. If these cocksuckers came to my goddamn door armed, I'm going to say they're an invader. They're a home invader.
Yep, right.
You can impersonate a fucking cop. You can impersonate an FBI agent. I mean, fuck, they sell them goddamn badges all day long. You can get them on Amazon. So how do you know that they're really who they say they are? And this is the tax money we're wasting because somebody exercised their free speech. Oh, my God. The world's coming to the end.
They are wrapping up. The worst thing that happened for these people is that Elon Musk bought the crime scene that was Twitter. Right?
Yeah.
That's how they were censoring people, Twitter and Facebook and all that shit, right? I mean, how many, Gunslinger, how many times were you put in Facebook jail?
Oh, my God. I'm a Facebook jail veteran. I should be getting veterans benefits.
Yeah, so they're censoring again. They're calling the censor again, but because
because you have places like True Social, because Elon Musk is owning Twitter right now. They hate Elon Musk because Elon Musk has made Twitter more of a free speech platform than it was, and they hate him for it. But they're kind of in a fucking quandary with him because they can't really do anything to him because he's got all these big government contracts because of SpaceX.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, hell, it's just not fucking fuck Facebook. YouTube is getting almost as bad. I had a couple of my opinions removed because it violated their terms of service. Communist bastards. You can't even express your own fucking opinion in this country anymore. That's bad.
Someone use Eli Nuss.
No. You're fucked.
Well, you know, give Letitia James a little bit of time, would you? Just give her some time. When she's done with Trump, she's gonna go after Musk.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yes.
And most of Musk isn't in New York. I don't think. Musk is out there in Texas, isn't he?
Hey everybody, how y'all doing?
I think so.
Hey Robert.
What do you guys think about that husband and wife going in for 15 to 10 years because their kid killed somebody? Or what did the kid do? Yeah, he murdered somebody. And they're going to jail for it.
Yeah. I think that's fucked up.
Really fucked up, huh?
Yeah.
Like you can't watch your kid out there before they do anything. I mean, it's got way out of control.
Yeah. I don't know. Really fucked up. I mean, I didn't hear the trial or the evidence or anything like that. Had I have, yeah, maybe I would have had a different opinion, but, you know, on the face value of it, just like this, you know, that's fucked up. You know, I mean, if you're a parent or whatever, how in the fuck are you going to be able to be objective enough to know that your kid needs to go to the psych ward?
Yeah,
exactly. And just think of this. Think of I just had his name in my head. Adam Lansing, when he went and supposedly that kid, there was that mock shooting there at Sandy Hook. If these parents have to go in, those parents should have gone in. But the only one survived was dad. And of course, he blew himself away, supposedly. And I think there was a setup from then to now. They were working on getting this kind of system, this kind of trial to happen, something to get, where the parents have to go down for some kid. For their kid.
Well, they are trying to bring the public to the point where we're supposedly going to be screaming for the government to do something.
Yep.
And that would be the government's cue to say, okay, martial law, you know, until we get things under control. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Things will be under control after they've taken everybody's guns and everything else away. And then the massacres will begin.
Oh yeah, yep.
It's two things, guys. It's collar and pulling, top down, bottom up, inside out, right? Bring the top down on you, have the bottom rise up, and turn this thing inside out. You know, and then, you know, And then what's the other one? I forgot the other one. But yeah, top down, bottom up, inside out, flour and peeling, right? You know?
Oh, that's just, that is just for the economy. The crime situation and the way it's getting, they are waiting for the American people to rise up and yell and scream that the government has to do something to stop crime. They're letting them all out until they're going to continue to let them all out until we kick ass in the government.
Hey, I mean,
and when I say kick ass, I mean when you plant your boot so far up their ass that you're walking on their tongue.
Oh yeah,
right.
I agree.
Right. I mean, Bambino always gives the example of when enough is enough, right? He always gives the example of what happened at the end of the Dinkins era in New York in the late 80s, where, 89, what's his name, Giuliani ran the first time, but he lost. But after he lost, he had, four or five straight years of, 2,000-plus murders a year. And then in 93, when he ran again, Giuliani won, and he cleaned that son of a bitch up. All right? Now, it got worse again, but again, it stayed cleaned up for 20, 30 years, and then, of course, couple straight minutes, but yeah, it's enough is enough. When is enough going to be enough? When is it going to be that we're going to plant our boots so far up their asses? You know, I mean they're starting to call Trump a totalitarian when he's talking about, you know, when he's sitting there trying to talk about stopping possible riots that might take place because of his election, right? The Antifa or the BLM or whatever, whoever it is that they decide to have riot because Trump might get elected again. You know?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well,
that's what they're scared of.
They're
coming.
I keep mentioning this thing called the Transition Integrity Project. Look it up. That's their plan. They're getting these people ready right now because they know they have a good feeling. Everybody has a good feeling that they're not going to be able to cheat, you know, because numbers of voters are going to be so high that, you know, they're not going to be able to, it'll be obvious if they try to cheat, right? Now, I'm not saying they care about that. But it'll be obvious that they'll be trying to cheat. So that's where the whole transition project comes in. Okay, we're gonna, and what they're fearing is that when Trump gets back in there, he's gonna put loyalists in positions where he's not gonna. There are. At the top of the FBI or at the top of the CIA or at the top of the whatever, these many things where it's been proven that people were backed in his first reign, in his first place as president, people were backstabbing him all people that were supposedly supposed to be loyal to him were backstabbing him all over the place. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Personnel is
and they'll
power.
Continue to do it, too. They'll continue to do the backstabbing. Even when he gets in there, they will continue to do the backstabbing and everything else. Okay? You know, it's like I said, this man is has been the most gone after illegally on made-up bullshit, triple made-up bullshit, quadruple, zillion times bullshit in the entire history of this country.
So what they fear,
I got breaking news.
What they fear, though, gunslinger, is this, that he will put, people that are loyal to him in places of power, real power, I'm talking about, at the top of the FBI, at the top of the CIA, at the top of whatever, the NSA, whatever, where they will clean up these people. We won't have people like Clapper and Brennan and Comey and... And he'll fire every goddamn one in the DOJ and put people in there that are loyal to him, right? Which is a good idea.
Like I said, what needs to happen is the FBI needs to go. The FBI needs to go away. They need to disband it. The ATF needs to be disbanded. Do you know that there is an FBI headquarters in every goddamn city in this country? Did you know that? They got a headquarters in every goddamn city in this country. And don't you think that might be a little bit too much?
Have you heard today? Let me see. Let me go back. Well, they're talking about the IRS has AI system that is recording every one of us motherfuckers through our banking accounts and shit.
Everything's being recorded. Cell phone, Facebook, social media, the whole goddamn nine yards is being recorded by these cocksuckers. But yet they allow terrorists into the country pouring over the border every minute of the fucking day. But they want to come after honest, law-abiding citizens like us, but they let them cocksuckers just flow in like a river. Man,
I wonder how they have time to listen to all these recordings if they got so much time to suck cock.
I guess so. They have to. But hey, I got breaking news. Wait a minute, I got breaking news. It says, don't forget tonight, the moon will be visible from Earth. The last time this happened was last night.
Oh, no, really?
Get it?
Oh, fuck. I missed it.
Yeah. Wow.
Was that you, Jackson Lee?
I don't know who this put this up. This was just on Facebook. It might have been her. Yeah, who knows? You know, she probably, you know, she thinks that goddamn way. It's just a big ball of gas. Must be her fucking farts, I guess. Fucking bitch.
And there's the problem.
You heard it while ago.
I don't know.
You heard it while ago. The food is gas. Oh, boy.
Well,
must be cheese gas.
You got global warming, guys. That's a lot of gas.
Yeah, there you go. See?
So let's shoot the moon down. Shoot the moon.
Shoot the moon.
No. Shoot the moon.
Man in the moon.
Here's another quote from AOC, asshole on crack. Says a picture here. These poor buffaloes can't fly anymore because people keep eating their wings. Get it? Buffaloes, real buffaloes, you know.
That's some good eating, though.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to pull up pieces of clipping.
But not real buffalo. I'm talking about real buffalo. Right.
I'm
big,
throwing a piece of clipping.
Big, hairy ass motherfucker.
Here we go.
Officials who are...
Maybe I fucked up.
Today, the House Judiciary Committee holding a hearing on Capitol Hill over artificial intelligence, surveillance, and intellectual property. Joining us now, House Judiciary Committee member, Congresswoman Harriet Hageman. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us. You and the chairman, Jim Jordan, of course, recently opened an inquiry.
Harriet Hageman, this woman looks like a fucking pissed off Nazi. You know,
Probably is.
You know what I'm talking about?
Probably is.
He was a mean motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure straight up Adolf Hitler bad.
Into the IRS using AI to surveil Americans' financial information. What is most concerning to you about these practices?
Thank you for having me. And what we have learned is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist, and what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes. Mm. This is such a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment that we have, Jim Jordan and I, sent a letter to the IRS demanding that they provide additional information about what they are doing with AI and what they are doing to protect the civil rights of American citizens.
So, Congresswoman, what's the end game here? Because at the end of the day, you can't put the AI genie back in the bottle, and it's so easy to use these technologies in the way that you're suspecting the IRS is. How do you protect American citizens and our constitutional rights?
Well, one of the things is we need a new administration in November, because this administration has been absolutely lawless in terms of its surveillance of us, of members of Congress, of local officials, of people who are protesters, of voters. This administration has completely ignored the Bill of Rights, whether it's the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. They have weaponized the government against us. So one of the things we have to do is we have to have a new administration come this November. But the other thing that we need to do is have accountability for these federal officials. One of the things that I have introduced with Representative Dan Bishop, and it has actually come out of committee, is the First Amendment Accountability Act. And what we're trying to do is hold federal employees liable for violating the First Amendment rights of American citizens. We already have those rights with regard to the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, but what's crazy is most people don't even realize that the IRS is directly accessing our bank accounts, and they're doing it through AI. The courts need to step in. We need to stop this kind of blatant violation of our constitutional rights. Again, we need a new administration, but we also need to hold these agencies accountable for their violations of the law.
Congresswoman, when you put IRS together with AI, what it tells me is they are definitely coming after people who make way less than $400,000 a year. Is that what you're seeing? Is this a move to get money out of the middle class?
Absolutely it is. And what you're referencing is when they claimed that they needed another 87,000 IRS agents, but they weren't going to target the little guy. They weren't targeting the middle class. They were targeting the wealthy who were not paying their fair share. The gentleman who works for the IRS that exposed the fact that they were using AI specifically stated that they like going after the little guy. They want to go after the little guy because they can't defend themselves. So they're not going after the people who make more than $400,000 a year. They're going after everyone in violation of our Fourth Amendment rights.
Congresswoman, thank you so much for helping us shed light on this issue. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So, you know, it's became now
let
apparent.
Let a TurboTax full service expert do your taxes as soon as today.
It seems apparent that we're all victims to this now. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, we are. All of us are.
Even though, you know, like you gun, get disability check, shit like that, you're going to be on the target list too. It's, you know, it's kind of like me. Everything I do, everything you do when you buy, they know. They know it all, man. You know, that's why they want to get rid of cash. Yeah, man.
By the way, Harriet Hageman replaced fucking idiot Cheney.
Yeah.
Up there in Wyoming.
Right.
That's who she replaced.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, but she just looks pretty tough. I mean, she looks like she just snapped shit off. You know what I mean?
You need people that look like that are tough, because we have very few of them in the Congress that want to do this shit.
Right.
You know. I like Mike Johnson, but he's not doing his job. His job was to shut shut the border or shut the fucking government. And he, what does he do? He passes these fucking omnibus bills. And he's trying to work to fucking fund Ukraine. Which I got no goddamn idea what Ukraine is. Do you?
Right.
Hey, Ron?
Yeah.
Hey,
man.
Suzette put a video in there, and I was wondering if he could play it, if he could be a deer and play it. It's the Hodge twins. They did the, our favorite congressperson, Sarah Lee. It's only a 6-minute video.
I can do that. Yeah, give me just 1 second.
Thank you.
Jennifer Crumbly? Is that the one you're talking about?
Not
Jennifer
the Crumbly one. Now, that was just, no, it's the one below it. It's the other one. It's the one with the...
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, I got that loaded. Matter of fact, I already have that.
Oh, wow.
I do.
Hey.
Yeah, I seen that earlier, but it blew my mind. It was funnier than hell.
Yeah, those guys have a good time with it, too.
Yeah, I can imagine. the guys are funny.
Yeah, good. And they let it roll, too.
They don't care. I know I watched that fucker earlier. Oh, wait a minute. Do you see the one where the people claim they're black but they're white?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah. Yeah, but they're white. Sorry,
yes,
fuckers. Sir. Them people are being too. They
I'm
all
not
be
black.
Too down horse.
I ain't dealing with them people. I need Negroes.
Hang on. Shut up, Booker.
Stupid idiots.
I had that motherfucker loaded. Oh, yeah, the moon is what? Oh, here we go. Stella Jackson, here we go. They don't play a commercial, but of course they are.
Hey there, folks. Podcast for you. Real link, dazzling super.
Yeah, I can help y'all.
Got a damn good show.
What's this woman named? Sheila Jackson? Oh. You know she black. Sheila Jackson.
Yeah, that
Democrat.
Like, that sounds like a Negro woman.
Man, I knew this woman was, how you spell Negro? She spells Negro like this. K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W. Negro. Anyway, I mean, I think she's probably just a great representation of the people who voted for her.
She is easily one of the dumbest women I've ever
seen. But she's a representation of the people who vote for her. Same thing.
She's probably not dumb. She's probably not dumb. She's just ignorant and biased.
No, that's a stupid way to say it.
No, just don't say we got freedom of speech over here.
No.
No, I knew what you was going to call those stupid.
Hey, kid, what's wrong with you? Hey, man, take it easy. You take it easy. You need to bring it down a couple of
times. I don't believe in censorship.
I don't believe in it neither.
I'm a conservative.
All right. Hey, let's go to this video. Just show how batshit crazy this woman is.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that?
Huh?
The sun is a mighty powerful heat. It is almost impossible to go near the sun.
It's impossible.
The moon is more manageable. And you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
We ain't been there. Hey, is this like a, AI? No, I don't think.
No, they made Trump look like he was getting arrested. And he was running, and they beat him up. And
those was pictures. This is a moving.
No, I've seen a video of Trump getting arrested. He was running in an orange, and they beat the hell out of Trump. Trump was throwing punches and everything. He looked real.
I saw one. He's running with an M16.
No, that looks real.
I don't know. I mean, it might have been
that
AI.
That is crazy. You talk about the moon is a bunch of gases.
See, that had to have been AI. Was that real? Or is she that stupid?
I mean, what are you talking at a NASA event?
I think it's fake.
Huh?
The black dude was like, he started leaning in the frame. He said, the moon is made out of gases. We going back to the moon.
And then she, I ain't going to even get into the whole moon thing. If you think we've been, what was that,
1960? Man, we have not been on the moon.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, right here from the Horse Twins. We have not been on the moon. Why are we going to go to the moon back in the 60s and don't ever go back?
Yeah. Anyway.
If you don't believe me, go look at the footage. A low budget.
Like a
science fiction movie.
And I look like something on the Sci-Fi Channel. All that was missing was a dumb white blonde with big tits and a couple of sharks.
Yeah.
Sharknadoes.
Yep.
It'll be a little damn
up. You know what? I think it's real.
And sometimes you've heard the moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see. A full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why
or
how could we as humans live on the moon? The gas is such that we could do that. The sun is a mighty powerful heat. It is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable, and you will see
it's gotta be
in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
My God.
She said it's almost to the sun. If you get anywhere near, it's going to vaporize.
What was that, a millennial Republican?
Yeah.
Go to the Instagram, pull that video up. Let's look at the comments. Maybe this is AI. She can't be that stupid.
I've seen it's on a bunch of different let me look at the comments. Please, Congresswoman, do us a favor and go live on the moon. Everyone knows the moon is made of cheese. And she's stoned. Sometimes I absolutely wish I were mentally retarded so I can live amongst these people in harmony. Hand to God, one of the craziest things I've ever heard anyone say. Her head is also made up of mostly gases. She graduated the first grade. She knows. This is what Dems elect. So sad. She identifies as a scientist. Man, you can certainly be coming with your comments.
Yeah, it's real.
The yellow one is the sun. Brian Reagan. The fuck? She made up gases. She made up gases, mainly hot air.
Yeah.
She's brilliant, said no one.
The moon is just a big-ass rock. There's no gases like Jupiter, Uranus, all kinds of gas.
Yeah.
All kinds of rings. That's Uranus. Why would you name planet Uranus? You know somebody from the gay community. You know that, right? Uranus?
Uranus. That was a D-I hot.
Yeah,
I got a name. Let's call it Uranus. Yeah, that woman's
that's real. She is that stupid.
Show's over.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, that was funny. I cracked up laughing.
It's fucking hilarious.
Fuck
me.
Yeah, the moon's made of cheese and shit.
Out of gas.
Damn. Yeah, I remember watching part. I didn't watch the whole thing. That was funnier, though. That was a good one, Rob.
That kind of thought must have came from her anus. Okay?
But that is an example of what the fuck's running this country. That is the example.
Yeah.
I mean, she's claiming you can touch the fucking sun. You can touch the fucking sun, man.
Guys, go back and watch the Lion King movie, the animated Lion King, and they're laying down on the thing and they're looking at the stars, right? And they're asking what the stars are, and they said, and the warthog said, well, the stars are these big balls of gas that are burning brightly somewhere out there in space, in the sky, right? Well, that's exactly what stars are, the big balls of gas, right? That are burning brightly, that are burning, right? So, I mean, and she thinks the moon is a star. That's what it is. She thinks the moon is a star.
Yeah, well, she failed science class pretty fucking badly. I think
out.
It was all written down for her. It was written down on the paper, piece of paper, when, you know, yeah, she's reading up a script.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
she didn't know what the fuck she's talking about. She had no clue.
Had no clue. It's like poopy pants, has no clue.
Yeah.
You know that.
God.
Hey, Ron.
Huh.
I sent you an email, stripper girl at my gig.
All right, sweet. I'll look at that later.
Get a load of this.
See if I got me new bottle of Jerkins around here somewhere.
Yeah, you need some Jerkins lotion for that one.
Yeah, I need some Jerkins.
Only hell, you know, the only problem is you need to trim that damn bush. Bringing a brush.
What do you all do with my Jerkins? Anybody see my bottle of Jerkins?
Yeah, he's lost his Jerkins.
Jerkins is a household name. I gotta quit. I gotta quit it. Yeah, but God, you know what? The world is just. I just want to stay here in my
going
to
hell.
In
it's
the
going,
fucking
it's
prairie
apart.
And never
it's
come out anymore.
Apart.
I never want to come
it's
out anymore.
Apart.
I don't want to be known.
It's falling completely apart, and it seems falling apart.
He's restoring our republic, liberal Dan. Who the hell is this?
Huh?
Liberal Dan. Is that is Joe Gibson did a show tonight?
Think he was.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, he was doing a show.
Okay.
These Democrats are so bright. I mean, Hank Johnson, you remember. That if you build a military base on an island, it's going to tip it over. And he was serious.
Oh, he was serious, yeah. Yeah, that fool was serious.
Too many people, yep.
Too many people on one side of the island is going to make it flip over. My God.
Yep. That's his one concern about that. It's like, what? You should be concerned
craziest
about
your lunatic thing that anybody
intelligence.
Would have to say. It only goes to show their intelligence. Which ain't about above a pregnant piss ant. That's how intelligent they are. Sorry, they are. That's just the way it is. I mean,
people that vote for them are just as intelligent.
It's what it is. You know, as the old saying goes, you know, the truth hurts. You know?
Well, the truth should hurt.
Yeah, it should. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus Christ, Gunn. You got to be kidding me, man.
Did you see it? Did you get it?
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, yeah, no shit. In color, for God's sakes.
In daylight.
In,
she puts on a wipes her face up with a shirt, then puts the T-shirt on, no pants, nothing.
Nothing.
She's got to be on some dope, man.
She is. She's nuts. I got two more 30-second clips of the same thing.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna send them to the sheriff's department. Maybe they can do something about it.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Man, ain't that crazy?
That's very fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, I think.
Wow.
Well, my question, Ron, and I know that you're the expert on this from answering my question.
Okay.
Is that ugly or what?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I haven't seen it, but you know what? I don't think I've ever seen a good-looking girl stripped down like that.
Ron, send it to
the
boys.
I just cleared it. I'll have to upload. Hang on. I'll get it to you. Hold on. I'm stoned. Don't fuck with me.
You're stoned, fucked up, as usual.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. I mean, is it worth looking at, or does it hurt your eyes?
Well, it does. It's the best of both worlds. There, I just
kind of best of both. Yeah, both.
If she's a well taken care of woman, she has a nice looking body on her.
She's well taken care of. Yeah, but she's only about 28.
I bet that fucker's got some miles on it, though. I guarantee it's got some miles on it.
Oh my God. She's only about 28. 27,
really?
28.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was talking to when the sheriff was out here a while ago. I was talking to another lady out here, somebody here, and she just doesn't do it here. She does it all over the goddamn neighborhood.
Really?
Walking mm-hmm. down the street, stripping her fucking clothes mm-hmm. off. Yeah. Man. Scotty, beat me up. There ain't no goddamn intelligent life left down here. Shit.
Well, you know what? It don't come to me as a shock. I mean, I've seen that kind of shit before, Gunslinger, you know. Especially being a fireman,
I mean,
you know. You see all kinds of weird shit like that. But,
weird
you know,
shit,
but that's just out of the blue.
That's
this chick, where does she live at? Where does she live?
She's homeless. Hangs around this area.
Is she a drug addict, alcoholic? What does she do? She what?
Steals, does tricks for dope.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a waste.
Yeah, well.
I guarantee you, I wouldn't touch that with a 1,000-foot fucking pole.
No.
Well, she's been rode. I mean, she's been rode hard, let me tell you.
Well, you know, but there again, the way they brought up, maybe raised, how, you know, who knows? What drives
who knows,
people?
Yeah.
You just don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is.
You know, one of the women, you know, one of the women that we have that come that help us take care of things around here. You know, everybody here knows about my mom and her problems, but we have a couple of women, and she told a story to me today about a friend of hers that her mom, when this woman's friend's dad committed, and then because the daughter looked really good, she was hot, the mama wanted to bring, you know, all kinds of younger men and stuff like that. And because the daughter was hot, she kicked her out, you know, because she was afraid, she was jealous of the daughter, that the daughter looked better than she did. That
so she kicked
happened,
her out?
You know, she kicked
okay.
her out, yes. You know?
Your daughter's better looking than you and you kick her out. That makes no sense. But that's the way it goes. That's
right.
That's the gospel truth. That's the way it fucking goes.
Right.
Yeah. People are fucking ate up, man. How would you do it to your own fucking
they're
daughter,
up,
you know?
Yep.
They do it all the fucking time.
This woman was jealous of the daughter, right?
Yeah.
She's in her 30s or 40s and wants to bring in people in their 20s, and the daughter is 18 years old.
Right.
You know, it's like that.
Right.
It's like that. Daughter, that girl that works at Hooters that Gunslinger knows, that's what, 18 years old,
mm-hmm.
They used to live. The mother used to live with Gunslinger, right? Gunslinger.
Yep. Yep. Sure did. But you know, hey, when these women are hotter than a fucking firecracker, they know it. They know it. And they know they get any fucking thing they want to because they got the thing between their legs. Come on, we all know that. And hey,
and
it's the truth. Yeah.
Come on.
Apparently, here's the deal. Apparently, this woman who kicked her daughter out, the daughter looks like a fucking porn star.
Well,
that could be a good thing or a bad thing because there's some butt ugly ones out there.
Yeah, there is.
Good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Woman, she's got an 18-year-old who looks like a porn star, you know, and she's trying to bring in, you know, 19-year-old, 20-year-old, 25-year-old people for her to have to fuck with, you know.
Well, why is it I've been with the same old lady for 36 years, man? Why is that?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. That's odd, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I'm one ugly motherfucker, man. You know, long-haired hippie.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
I got you beat by that. My parents was married for 52 years.
Damn it,
Timmy.
Yeah, well, you know when you find a good thing, you know.
Well, it ain't no good no more, though. There's a problem. It ain't no good no more.
Deb and I used to look at each other every once in a while. Because all of our friends had been married and divorced at least twice, you know, that we knew. Deb and I kept looking at each other and saying, what the fuck are we doing wrong?
Well, I mean, my wife hates me. I mean, I tell her I love her every day, you know, but she just hates me. My wife is not compassionate. She is not. We don't even hug anymore.
Anymore.
We quit having sex.
She's not compassionate
12 years
anymore.
Ago.
Or
you know, and I told her, you know, us not having sex anymore, and you not being affectionate anymore. So it's got to stop. You got to be more affectionate. Start giving me some sex, because these hookers are getting outrageously expensive. They're going up like the price of gas. I got to stop.
Got to stop somewhere.
You see, one of my dad's favorite jokes was when people would ask him when his happiest time was, he said, I've been married 52 years, or 48 years, or whatever it was at the time, and my happiest time was 49 years ago. You get the joke, right?
Yeah, 49, yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, one of the guys I worked with, he got hooked up with some hot fucking chick. I mean, we were all just kind of like, what the fuck, you know? This ain't fucking right. I mean, Wilbur was not any type of a catch, you know, type of guy. But what was really funny was that, you know, she moved in with him and stuff. And when that happened, she cut him off. And, you know, Wilbur was like, what the fuck? And she told him that, you know, he's just going to have to go out and get his own pussy because hers is hers, you know. So, by God, Wilbur did. It was his house, and by God, Wilbur went out and got himself a hooker and brought the hooker home.
Yeah, why not?
Hey,
why not?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
But if she wasn't putting out, she'd be getting out. That's why I said. I mean, call me Mel Shoulders Pig Bastard Motherfucker if you want to, but if she ain't putting out, she got to get out. You know what I mean? I told Mel Day that 15 years ago. She's still fucking here. She's like putting out, though. So what's the next trick? Do I need to see Dr. Ruth? She's still alive? Dr.
Dr. Ruth?
Oh, Dr. Ruth?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, with my hip fucked up as it is and my knee fucked up, I don't want it. I don't even care about it. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm 58 fucking years old, you know? And I mean, I'm one of the best fucking, you know, established drummers, singers ever known to man. You know what I mean? But just can't buck.
I don't know how you could do that.
He did
I missed it. It's been 2 years.
Well, how can you play drums if you can't fuck?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know what it is. Well, because when I'm playing on my drums, I'm in a different euphoria. I mean, I'm in a whole different world there. You know what I mean? It's something. It's, you know, a lot of people, what do you mean? Are you fucking nuts? Well, yeah, I am. I'm very nuts. But it's just it's the feeling I get when I'm playing music, you know? See, music is something you got to have a passion for, and I have it. You know what I mean? And that's why I like doing it. I just like, you know, it ain't for the money. It ain't for all the pussy and drugs and all that shit. But it's, I like doing it. Because the point to be a real musician, the whole idea is you're making people happy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're getting to forget about the world in that song you're playing. It's kind of like a drug.
Yeah.
And that's what it does. It takes your mind away from it. It's like a sick person, if they're eating a bowl of soup, they feel better the time they're eating the bowl of soup than they are the time they're just not eating nothing at all. Because their mind is strictly on the problem they have, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about music. It does control people's feelings a lot, you know? And I love doing it. Love playing it. And maybe that's it. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Because the songs mean something different to everybody.
Right, exactly. And, right. It can cover a lot of subjects, you know, at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, you know, if you're a musician, you know the feeling of it. You know, you got it. You know what I mean? And like I said, it wasn't about the money.
It doesn't have to
have lyrics. Right, you know.
Playing music,
But it's just, I mean, I can sit here playing my bass. I'm playing my guitar. I can play my drums. But drums is an everyday thing. That's regardless. That's like a fucking Catholic ritual, you know. When it's time for mass, it's time to get behind that kit, you know, and start playing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm notorious about shit. Matter of fact, I bent the pickup truck bed up one time, fucking around with two fucking screwdrivers. You know, just tapping on it on the bed of a truck. Not thinking I'm fucking doing any damage to it, but I beat that motherfucker up. The whole edge around that fucking that bed of that truck was all dented to fuck. That just goes to show that shit ain't built like it used to be built. Don't play drums with screwdrivers. You know what I mean?
Right. So, yeah, for sure.
But it sounded good. I was kneeing the side of the bed of the truck bed. I was kneeing it as a bass drum, a kick drum, you know, boom, 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 you know. You know, you trucking on. But I'm bad at that shit. I've done it with spoons. I just, whatever. If I get two objects in my hand and I can hit some of them, two objects, I'm going to find something to hit. You know?
There you go.
When I was a child, I used to throw a lot of tantrums. I can't tell you over the years how many fucking animal teachers I've been given. You know the Muppet Animal, the drummer?
Yeah.
They think I'm fucking just crazy. You know, I do have showmanship when I play them. I do different things. I don't, you know, just sit there and play. You know, I get up, move, you know, different movements of the sticks, you know, twirl them, flip them, throw them in the air, all kinds of shit like that. You know, people dig it. So, you know. It's showmanship. Just, you know, show yourself off. Plus, you know, the drums, the effects to the drums, everything like that. You know, lighting systems, everything like that, blah, blah. The fucking smoke machines and all the good shit. You know, got to entertain.
Trying to learn how to play harmonica. That's hard.
You're trying to learn?
Yeah, I got a harmonica. Yep. And it's driving me crazy. It's like, oh, my gosh, how do they do this? And then your mouth gets tired. You know, you want to do all the things that you see people do as far as, you know, and it's like you have to suck in. You're not blowing. You're sucking in. And it's like, okay, you can blow too, but a lot of you've got to blow or suck and then hold your finger over, but you're concentrating on the sucking and the blowing.
I got just the song for you. I got the best of song for you. Here you go. I'm going to play the song. This one, now listen. You'll know the song, so just keep practicing until you get the harmonica right. Ready? And it's really easy one to learn harmonica on, believe it or not. Check this out. Here we go. Oh, I'm sorry about the commercial. I still need to give it to you guys. Check this out. Here you go.
Can't hear it.
You gotta turn it up.
I don't think that's the song I was looking for. What am I thinking? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm getting fucking retarded. I'm too stoned.
That Super is not Tramp, the song. Breakfast Club?
No. That's a saxophone.
I'm pretty sure it's harmonica. Okay,
hang on. I don't know why that kicked on. I just had a song in my head, too. Yeah, maybe this is it. Yep, here we go. Blackfoot. This is what you need to learn. This is the one. I believe.
Okay.
There we go. No commercial? That 20 times a day and you'll get it. There you go. There's the beginning. You sing the song in your head at the same time you try to blow it. That's when you get it, you know. You also know how to stick your tongue in the holes you need to plug off and all that kind of shit. You know, so yeah, it's crazy. It's cool, though. Harmonica's a cool instrument, really. I like them. Especially with that one, Blackfoot.
Check it out.
Yeah. It's really easy to learn it. The song, believe it or not, you'll get it. It will go in your head. You'll get it. Because once you, the thing is recognizing the sound. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, and with the rhythm of the rest of the instruments going, you know, it helps you get going. You know, it's like guitar.
Right.
But a harmonica is a lot less than a guitar. Guitar's got more complicated. Look at that. But yeah. Just like being a drummer. It's like when they start using double pedals for kick drums and stuff like that. I had to learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was an established drummer, I still couldn't.
I didn't master
that. It is in the beginning, but once you learn how to do it, it's easy. You know, it becomes a natural thing, you know. And it's like, you know, back in the day, I used to sweat like a motherfucker, man. I mean, bad. But now I still play just as fast, if not faster, and don't break a sweat no more. You know, I mean, I do depends where I'm at.
On the legs.
You know. What's that? What's on the legs?
You have some time. The drums. I mean, you've got your hi-hat, and then you've got you got to keep the beat with it. Well, I guess a double bass if you use that or a single. But I had a friend that had a kit. We would go over, and I'd be like, go ahead, help yourself, because I was looking at it, checking it out. I'm like, yeah.
Right.
And I was like a spaz retard, you know, and so.
Yeah. That's
like,
all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
You guys start like this first, you know, and hit a beat and you just work with that and then worked in the hi-hat slowly. I never could get it, though, because it's just like, oh, my leg would spaz as far as I just want to go. And it's like, okay, wait, I need to start over. Okay. Do it again. I screwed it up. Uncoordinated.
Well, I remember the first time I was on stage with Bill Dees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing the song Oh Pretty Woman, right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And my drum kit looks a lot more capable than that song could ever be. You know what I mean? The drum set is way more complicated, yeah. You know? And, of course, I can play it. You know, I mean, I only need a five-piece to play the song. That's all the original mm-hmm. one was, five-piece, you know. Well, anyway, the whole thing is it's continuous hitting the top hat and the snare, you know, at the same time. You know, you're constantly doing that rotation. You know, it goes you know, like that. And then you're going to spring, you hit the crash once, like that. I changed it, you know. I started throwing some triplets in there and stuff in the middles, and it is unbelievable. In a, at the end of the song, when the song's over, I play the drum solo, and Bill goes, "That's my manager and my drummer." he's proud of me. He loved my shit, man. But I made a big show, and it was fun, you know. But the song, we sounded like the original song, but it was more faster pace. More cymbal sound, more, you know, more to it, more drumming, more.
You updated it.
Right. Yeah. And people loved it. Bill loved it. He wanted it. He was in the studio and he goes, Ron, hey, man, can I get you to work in some more cymbals into the song, you know? I said, yeah. So you want me to change a few other things too? He goes, do whatever you want to make it quick and up. Let's don't sound the same as the old days, you know? I said, okay. Well, that makes sense. You know, you got to go roll with the changes, man. He goes, yeah, Oreo Speedwagon. Well, yes, it was. Thank you, Bill. He goes, Ron, thank you. How many times did you play that song on tour?